I started the recording right now before I forgot.
Before you even said a word.
Before I even said a word, because once I start talking, my mind goes blank.
Oh, I know. I do that too. Oh, you know what? Before we start, I am going to get a different battery in this because it's been being used, and I don't want to run out during the call.
Well,
those are AA. There they are. So my recording will be shorter than yours. You muted?
I'm there.
I have it on right now, but I don't want to take any chances that I run out.
So when you change batteries, it does stop the recording that moment.
Yes, it does.
Okay. There's like no residual energy source that keeps it going until you have a chance to replace it.
No, it stores the ones that are recorded, but it doesn't keep the recording going.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so now it's going. Yeah, it's very old school.
So are we.
It's almost analog.
Oh yeah. It's like straddling the analog and the digital,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It records digitally, but it requires your analog fingers.
Yes, it does require my analog fingers.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So what are you doing today? I know Charlie asked about the memoir.
Going over the memoir. You mean the one that's in the book?
Yeah, the one's in the
book.
That would be
amazing. But let's keep. What else?
And then I had talked to you about Jess Soli and Jess Kojins.
Jess Soli and Jess Sanguinis.
Yeah, Jess Soli and Jess Sanguinis. Yeah. And
all right,
so
we'll do
either
we'll
of those.
We'll do that.
And the third thing is. Do we have time to get another book before we leave? We got 3 weeks, as long as he sends it right away.
If I send it today, I can send it today. I'm glad you brought that up. I am getting extremely proactive, trying to start a fire, so to speak. And so almost every single response from me on Facebook is a combination of the link to New Word Order and Right of Way, the book. So, and it's really funny, by sending those combinations, I'm getting people to look at both New Word Order and the book itself. And it's time consuming, but I think that the only way this truth is going to get out there is by me getting extremely proactive, not just waiting for people to wake up and listen and go, oh, wow, it resonates. It is the truth. And have that one person sit on it for the next 6 months.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I finally sent in my HHS letter, and so I sent the book with it, and that's why I need a new book. we'll send you a book.
I'm going to send you.
Yes, for now.
I have an address. Make sure I have the address right now.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, text it to me, and I'll send one out today.
Okay.
But
I'll do that.
So I'm getting extremely proactive. I have to because, to me, the more I look at the book, and this is me. I know what's in the book,
mm-hmm.
and the more I look at it, the more powerful it gets.
Yeah. Well, I just sat down and wrote the memoir yesterday. The new one out of the book, and I was just like, F and A.
I think we can do the memoir today.
Okay.
That's in the book, the final version that I found final. And then I also think there's a couple things that we need to do right now.
And then
we can do Jess Soli, Jess Sanguinis. That's for clarification purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, is that everything? What was the other? There was a third thing that I think you said.
Well, you had brought up something. You said you had something really cool going on last time we talked, and then we've missed two because you were busy.
I was out of the...
Yeah.
First of all, the call we did about, I mean, on the letter to World Health Organization, I just looked at the USPS tracking site. It says your item departed a transfer airport in metropolitan area Zurich, Switzerland, on June 26, 2023, at 10:37 a.m. The item is currently in transit to the destination. So, I mean, I sent this.
This is WHO.
World Health Organization. Yeah, I sent this mm-hmm. on the 15th.
Uh-huh.
It's the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, it didn't even leave Newark, United States until the 24th, 9 days later.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, the one I sent to the consular affairs is still sitting at the post office.
I'm going to go upstairs and get some coffee. I am going to have to be downstairs in front of the computer, I think, for some of this stuff today. So I won't be up in the sunlight or in the I'll be 6 feet under.
You'll be 6 feet under.
I'll be 6 feet under, yeah.
I'm going to open the windows so I can see out at least today.
So this will be fun, especially, I mean, I got to get an idea out there so people don't get confused.
Yeah.
I can tell by some of the responses I get that people don't really know all the way down what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, it's just so counter indoctrination and, you know, it's just like, how can fertilization be so important, you know?
Right.
It's so against all the training.
Well, here's the thing. Before I forget, like I said, we could do the, I'll go get my book, and I'll do the memoir, because I think it's important that people understand what that is. Just solely just sanguinis is going to be so obvious. Uh-huh. Eventually, you'll get it. It'll make unbelievable sense, and then it's like light bulb city.
Yeah.
But right off the bat, the idea. Okay, so mom and dad lay together. In my case, let's just lay this out there. Mom and dad lay together somewhere late 1959, according to the Gregorian calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Late December-ish.
Uh-huh.
Dad drops off some building materials at a job site called Womb. Mom already had some building materials at that job site called Womb. Dad's building materials was sperm, 23 chromosomes from dad. Mom's 23 chromosomes came in the form of an ovum. These building materials, through a miraculous act of construction called fertilization, produced a single cell zygote, a 46 chromosome zygote. That's my godly estate.
Yes.
That's the entirety. All of me and what is mine is in one single cell called a zygote. And it lasts roughly about one day, let's say 24 to 30 hours ish. And then it begins to subdivide within itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a finite or an external frontier edge, let's say, which is the outside of the cell.
Yes.
That's the limits of my existence.
Yeah.
The outside of that cell. Mm-hmm. And then everything inside that is subdividing becomes all, I mean, everything to me. So you have the outside of the cell, which I'm going to call the frontier edge, and then everything subdividing inside. Let's just say, to keep it very simple, let's say it subdivides into the embryo, the umbilical cord, and then everything inside that outside wall.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, when it starts to subdivide, the word or the term goes from zygote, which is a single cell, to conceptus.
Yes.
So the subdivision, the subdividing conceptus, and I'm just going to say baby umbilical and extraembryonic materials, membranes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That baby umbilical extraembryonic membranes is the conceptus.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is, you'll see where I'm going with this. That material plants into the uterine wall, mom's uterine wall, or I'm going to say mother's uterine wall.
Yes.
Mom provided 23 chromosomes. Mother can be any female that can carry that conceptus.
Yes.
As a carrier, a surrogate even,
mm-hmm.
can carry that material. So what my mom and dad gave me via chromosomes can be carried by another female called a surrogate.
Yes.
But in my specific case, my mom was both mom and mother, the carrier.
Yes.
In my case. Okay. So my entirety is now in the wall of the uterus. It's called implantation.
Mm-hmm.
About, let's just say, 280 days-ish later, the water breaks, the membrane breaks, and baby now falls off the wall, so to speak. Still
mm-hmm.
attached to the umbilical cord. But
yeah.
now, like Humpty Dumpty, in the egg, baby falls off the wall, but
mm-hmm.
is still attached to the wall via the umbilical cord.
Yes.
So baby umbilical and extraembryonic material are all one unit. Remember, they're always only one unit.
Yes.
But it looks like there's three things. It looks like there's a baby. It looks like there's a stem or an umbilical cord attaching the baby to the rest of baby. And then
yeah.
that material is attached to mom or mother or the carrier or the surrogate. But it's still baby umbilical and extraembryonic as one biological estate, one godly estate.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. So
they were within that original... the edge of the frontier. All of that is still evolved within that membrane.
That singularity.
That singularity, yes.
It's all one biology. It's all exactly mm-hmm. the same DNA, and thank you for pointing that out. It's all exactly the same material, the same DNA.
Mm-hmm.
The baby looks different than the umbilical cord, which looks different than the embryonic, the extraembryonic material, but it's all one, it's all the same, it's all identical DNA.
Yes.
All right. It's called evolutionary process.
Mm-hmm.
I have evolved from a single cell. That's evolution. Regardless of
yes.
what any religious believers, any of the faithful want to believe, all of us have evolved from a single cell.
Yes.
That's that simple. You don't have to believe it. You're just lying to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's why this is all important. Baby then, by extension of the umbilical cord, travels through the birth canal
mm-hmm.
and out the gate, out the using the port of entry, i.e. the vagina. Into the new world.
Yes.
So baby, which was inside of the extraembryonic material as the captain, think of the baby as Noah and the remaining material back there as the ark. Noah's
yes.
ark. Noah and
yes.
the ark.
Yes.
And remember that baby used to be fetus and fetus used to be embryo.
Yes.
And embryo used to be one singularity called zygote.
Yes.
It's all one thing. That's the whole point of this. It's all one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now here's the thing. Baby comes out. Hospital, doesn't matter where. Baby comes out, attached to the umbilical cord, which is attached to the wall of the uterus, typically.
Yep.
All one thing. Now, baby's out in the present moment in full view. Witnesses. But then there's a cord that straddles the two worlds of the unborn and the born. The baby is born, but then has unborn material still back in the waters of mother.
Yes.
It remains back there. So yep. When they clamp and cut the cord, they create a false duality for my existence. There's me as an indigenous person now on the land, in the air, the dry world, the environment of the dry world, the new world, outside of the womb, but then the rest of me is still back there in the waters of mother. So you have the indigenous person on the land, but then you have this other earliest version, this vestige of you left behind in the waters of mother, still attached to the wall of the uterus, in fact, in most cases. Now they clamp and cut the cord, and they create a false duality. So here I am talking to you 63-plus years later, according to the sun going around, or the earth going around the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still using exactly the same biology. I've evolved a long time since the zygote.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still exactly the same DNA. I've never not possessed it. I've never not occupied it. I'm always the sole owner of all of that material. Always, from the beginning, ab initio, from fertilization to this moment, it's only me, and it's only my property. That's my point. Now, here's the thing. There's a lot of people that listen to these calls that think I'm trying to go back there where they cut that material. I'm trying to go back there and reclaim it. They think I'm trying to reattach it or go back and get it. I'm not.
Ew.
I'm not trying to go back to infancy. That's what the birthday does to you. By claiming the birthday, you keep reclaiming infancy.
Yep.
I'm not doing that. I'm recognizing the truth of the matter, which is fertilization of this moment as one unit. But I'm not trying to go back there to get it.
You already have it.
I already have it. I've never not had it. I've never not had it.
Correct.
They're saying that I abandoned my vessel, my boat, my ship, the Ark of the Covenant with God. They're saying I abandoned it 63 years ago. I didn't.
Mm-mm.
I'm still using it. It's just in a different form.
Yep.
What used to be a single cell, what used to be two cells, what used to be 1,000 cells is now trillions of cells, and I'm speaking through it right now.
Yep.
Or I'm yelling through it right now. I can't make this clear enough, Linda.
I know.
People think I'm trying to get the. People think I'm going back to pick this shit up. It's dead.
No.
It's been dead for 63 years. Why do I want to drag it around with me?
I sure don't.
No, what it is people, they think they're missing something. If they believe they need to go back there, they're admitting to the cut.
Yes.
I don't need that shit. I don't need to be beneficiary of some fictitious character they made up for me 63 years ago. I don't need any of that. I don't need to go back there. I've never been without.
Right.
I've never been without it.
Mm-mm. You can't be without it and be alive. If you're without it, you're not alive.
I posted today. So, again, I'm not trying to go get it. If I even acknowledge the cut, Linda, I'm accepting the death. I'm accepting the decedent estate.
I know. I keep telling people the same thing.
Only an idiot would try to go back there by acknowledging the decedent estate and say, I want my stuff back. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't want it back because it's never been missing.
Right. Exactly.
I would shake these idiots awake if I could, but I can't.
I know. I know.
But the biggest thing is, Linda, people think that because this shit was placed on some in God we, as the res of the In God We Trust as a deposit in that trust account, they think that there's billions of dollars waiting for them.
I know.
They actually think there's something in it. So it's the WIFM. It's the what's in it for me. They want something that doesn't belong to them.
Yeah.
They want the blood money of that account. That's what they want. They want something for nothing. And so if you're pursuing that shit, I don't want anything to do with you.
Yep.
I don't want anything to do with people that want to be considered a beneficiary to the blood pool.
Yep.
I don't want anything to do with people that want something for nothing.
Yep.
If you haven't earned it, it's not yours.
Yep.
Done. I'm moving the podium away now. The fire and brimstone is done for the day. I get so riled about this because so many people go, how can we get it back?
Yeah, I know. I wonder how long it took me to get that. I mean,
It's not easy, though, is it?
No. It took me a while to not to real. I mean, I was in that pursuit myself, and but one, it never felt quite right, and two, once I learned the truth, then it. I think they're. Well, so I looked up the word vestige, because that's
right.
The one that you use in etymology. It's from the 1600s French.
Let me get there real quick. Hang on.
Okay.
This is what you do best. All right. Etymology online. Vestige?
Yeah, V-E-S-T-I-G-E.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, so 1600 from the French. Vestige, a mark, trace, sign. From Latin, vestigum, footprint, trace. So I just think it's interesting because, in a way, we put our footprint in the womb when we landed. A mark, but we never, no matter how much of an imprint we put into the wall of the uterus, they're still separate. My mom's DNA or mother and my DNA never interfaced. But I also think it's...
Well, be careful. They do interface.
Well,
they don't mix.
I mean, but they never...
They do interface, but they don't mix.
Yes, they don't mix. Yes.
When I plug a cord into the outlet,
mm-hmm.
of a wall. I'm looking at a lamp right now. I see umbilical cord. No, wait a minute. That's just an electrical cord running from the lamp to the wall. Now, what's funny is when I plug the lamp's end in into the wall, it doesn't become part of the wall, does it?
Nope.
No, the cord doesn't become part of the wall, and the plug itself doesn't become part of the wall. I can unplug it. So I can separate the molecular structure, the atomic structure of the end of the lamp cord from the wall itself or from that. That's exactly what we're talking about here. The lamp, its cord, and its end is no different than the baby, the umbilical, and the extra-embryonic.
Mm-hmm.
It never becomes part of the wall, does it?
Mm-hmm.
No, it interfaces. And the lamp is drawing energy from whatever is in that wall plug, right?
Yeah.
But I can unplug it.
Yes.
And I can carry the lamp to the other side of the room.
And that's what happens, is when it's time for the baby to come out, it unplugs from, even if it's left in its natural process, what's attached to the wall of the uterus comes out with the baby, and it's unplugged, but it's still alive. It's still living.
It's all part of the baby until they cut it, and then they separate it, and that part of me dies.
Yes.
It would not die if they left it alone. It would naturally be drawn into me, and then when I was done using everything, like getting a haircut or having, you know what I mean, it would naturally fall off, but it would be in the present moment all as one unit instead of being placed on a record frozen in time in the past.
Yes.
Okay. By the way, there's a word right below vestige. It's investigable. It's an adjective. It says that may be investigated.
Yeah,
don't the courts talk about investigation?
Yep.
So it says that, may be
Vestigari is to track, trace. Yeah.
And look at, yeah, so the circa 1400, late Latin, investigabilis, that may be searched into. Research.
Yep.
I used to be a researcher until I wasn't. I don't have to research for something I already found or I already have.
Right.
See, I was researching until I found it.
Yes.
Once I found it, I don't need to look for it anymore.
That's right.
In fact, I've always had it.
Yeah, that's what you learn.
And that's what I've learned is that even though they cut the piece off, even though that cut piece, that decedent part of me gave rise to a birth certificate, that birth certificate's fraud because it doesn't have my breath. It doesn't have me.
Right.
I've evolved beyond that fetal biology to the point where I don't need that. I needed it only in the waters of mother, only in the womb, but I don't need it now. But what happens is when I claim that birthday, I revert back to that infancy, that level of infancy, and by reverting to that level of infancy, I require the administrative process.
Correction.
Correction. Now I'm going to go back to a Facebook page from today, only because this is so amazing. Luke 5:31 says, they that are whole, W-H-O-L-E, need not a physician.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Describe whole to me right now, in the simplest terms you can.
It's complete, no parts left out.
In a way that about the material we're talking about.
Whole is from fertilization to this moment.
How about baby umbilical and extra-embryonic materials whole?
Yes, that's whole.
It's that simple. If you just leave it at that and leave it at that simplicity, baby umbilical and extra-embryonic is all one unit. That's the whole. Yes. That's me as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's my supreme being from my godly creation to this moment. My supreme being is the baby, the umbilical, and extra-embryonic all as one unit. Delivered as one unit.
Yes.
Definition of whole at Webster's says free of wound or injury, unhurt, recovered from a wound or injury, restored, healed, free of defect or impairment, intact, physically sound and healthy, free of disease or deformity, mentally or emotionally sound. If I claim a birthday, am I mentally sound?
No.
No, tell me why.
Because you're subscribing to a lie that's not true, for one thing.
Well, just tell me why, though. Why is it mentally unsound to claim a birthday? Tell me the biological reason why.
Because it keeps you as an infant.
It's because I'm not even taking into consideration any of the time of the womb.
Yes.
You're saying subscribe, but I'm believing in a birth that I only existed from the time outside the womb.
Yeah, which is impossible biologically.
So I'm mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not even a possibility that my life began outside the womb.
No.
So again, physically sound and healthy, mentally or emotionally sound. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Evidence is mental illness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And physically sound means all the way back to the beginning.
Yes.
Free of dis-ease or deformity. Here's the most amazing one. Having all its proper parts or components. Complete. Unmodified.
Yeah.
Constituting the total sum or undiminished entirety. Entire. Baby umbilical and extra-embryonic is whole.
Mm-hmm.
Here's number 4A. Constituting an undivided unit, unbroken, uncut.
Mm-hmm.
Directed to one end, concentrated. Mm-hmm. From this moment, my last breath is an inhalation, an inspiration. Mm-hmm. I'm filled with the spirit right now as I breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And from this moment all the way back to fertilization, directed to one end. It doesn't matter whether I'm going all the way back to fertilization or going from fertilization all the way to this moment. It's directed to one end. And it says concentrated. Here's 5A says seemingly complete or total. The point is whole.
Whole.
Leaves nothing out. Baby umbilical, extra-embryonic. All of my godly estate, all of my biological estate is one unit. Now, from whole, it says, Jesus, it's, they that are whole need not a physician. So I looked up the word administer, like administrative process. When you walk into a court and you're broken, you're cut, you're believing in a birthday, and what does that require? An administrative process. So I went to administer. So I'm at Webster's administer.
I'm there.
It says to manage or supervise the execution, use, or conduct of, to provide or apply, to dispense, to give officially or as part of a ritual. 2C says to give remedially. Now, I'm going to come back to that. To perform the office of administrator, to furnish a benefit. Minister. To manage affairs. By the way, the word affair means business. I'm going to go back to remedially. Even though it says to furnish a benefit. So right now, to furnish a benefit. There's the beneficiary right there. It's recognizing, but it's recognizing through the word administer. And by the way, when you're whole, do you need to be ministered to?
No. Well, and the first definition is to supervise the execution.
The execution, use, or conduct of.
Yes.
I know where you're going with it, but it'll confuse a lot of people.
Okay.
So remedially, to give remedially. I'm going to go to remedially.
I'm there.
At Webster. What does the number one say?
Intended as a remedy.
If you're not sick, do you need a remedy?
Nope.
If you're not sick, do you need a prescription?
Nope.
Prescript, a scripture in advance. Do you need a scripture if you're not broken?
Nope.
Okay. It says intended as a remedy. Two says concerned with the correction of faulty study habits and the raising of a pupil's general competence. A pupil. I think one of my favorite Jethro Tull songs is Teacher. It goes along with being a pupil. Receiving or requiring remedial instruction. But look at remedy. Click on remedy.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Read it.
Number one is a medicine, application, or treatment that relieves or cures a disease. Two is something that corrects or counteracts.
Three.
The legal means to recover a right or to prevent or obtain redress for a wrong.
And then remedy verb?
To provide or serve as a remedy for, relieve.
Do, and when you're whole, I'm going back to Luke 5:31, they that are whole need not a physician. When you're whole, even out of the words of Jesus' own mouth, according to Scripture, he says, when you're whole, you're not sick. If you're not sick, you don't need the administrative process, do you?
No.
Everything the Patriots are doing, or presuming, Everything religion is doing or presuming is based upon the cut.
Yes.
The destruction of the entirety. They're taking your godly estate, they're destroying its entirety, and then they're offering you remedy, or they're offering you a remedial situation through administrative process.
And whole is, once again, free from defect or impairment, intact.
There it is. So, to me, all you have to do is go all the way back and have knowledge of fertilization to this moment.
Yes.
What I'm trying to get at is that when you're whole, you've been whole from the beginning.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if right now if I was in an accident and lost a finger, an arm, a leg, or whatever, I'm still whole.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of me is gone, but I'm still whole. I'm whole from fertilization to this moment in spite of body parts.
Yes.
Mind, body, and spirit is whole.
Yes.
My mind is my ability to self-govern and to discern. My body is the biology that I am inhabiting right now. And this body came from the one-cell zygote, didn't it?
Yes.
Through evolutionary process. So I've left nothing behind, have I? If I haven't left anybody behind or anything behind, do I have to go back to get it?
Nope.
Do I have to even acknowledge the body part that was left behind in reality?
No.
No.
Well, would you go
but
around?
They got us doing that so they can use their administrative process for the mentally ill.
Right. But, I mean, if it was your finger that got cut off, would you go around for years searching for your finger, and would you celebrate the loss of the anniversary of the loss of that finger every year?
That's a good point. No. Of course you wouldn't. Only the insane would. Only the childish.
Yeah.
All right, so that whole thing was all about, I'm not going back there to get it, Linda. I don't give a shit about what's back there. The past and the present are mutually exclusive.
Yes.
My existence is always only in the present.
Yep.
From fertilization to last breath, I am fully present. It's called absolution.
Yes.
I've been absolute from the beginning. My beginning is fertilization. From that moment to this moment is only one life.
Yes.
I don't need to go back anywhere. In fact, I can't even go back. I can never go backwards.
No, it's impossible.
It's impossible. And it's evolutionary process from fertilization to this moment. Constant evolutionary process, mind, body, or spirit. I am constantly evolving in spite of people's nonsensical, childish beliefs or superstitions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the one thing I wanted to get out of the way. We're not going back there, Linda. We're not trying to go back and pick up the pieces.
No.
We already have everything. I've been using the same material for the better part of 63 years. I don't need to even recognize their farce. His story, history, his story.
Yep.
I don't need to recognize it. That, in fact, it makes me look stupid. It makes me look childish. I become mentally insane by every standard I know of. All right. Whew, there's one.
Take a breath.
Inspire.
Fire.
All right, there's that. Let's do Just Soli, Just Sanguinis.
Okay.
This is fantastic. And it's a good follow-up to the concept of mom and dad's building materials giving rise to a singularity called zygote.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad together. Dad's 23 chromosomes in the form of sperm. Mom's 23 chromosomes in the form of ovum. They combine through a miraculous act, by the way, an act of God, an act of nature. And I don't care what you use, but fertilization is an incredible process that results in a brand new, unique, exclusive biology, a 46 chromosome biology, a new entity, a new being, never been in existence prior and never existing after. That 46 chromosome entity is my godly estate, my biological estate. That zygote.
Yep.
Combination of dad's biology and mom's biology. The bloodline of my father, my dad, and the bloodline of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's divine.
Say that word. I'm not sure. What's that word?
Divine.
Oh, okay.
What is divine if you pronounce it otherwise?
Divine?
Say it the way a religious person would say it.
Divine.
Divine.
Yeah, divine.
Divine. The vine is the line of my dad, my father, and the vine of my mother.
Uh-huh.
Two vines, divine.
Mm-hmm.
Brought together into one blood.
Yeah.
That's just sanguineous of the blood. The blood of my mom, blood of my dad. One blood into one singularity called zygote. And the zygote is my father. I never confuse father with dad at this point. My dad gave me 23 chromosomes, but I am the offspring. I come from the zygote. The zygote, like the arc, but the zygote itself produced the embryo. The zygote produced the fetus. The zygote produced the baby. I, as the baby, and now man, came from the 46 chromosome zygote, the father.
Mm-hmm.
The father had the divinity, the combination of vines, the lineage of the blood of my father and the blood of my mom. I mean, the blood of my mom and the blood of my dad, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's divinity.
Yes.
So that divinity, divine nature from dad and mom combined into a singularity called zygote, which becomes the father.
Yeah.
That's the bloodline of the father. The bloodline of the father is me.
Yes.
I am the only offspring of the zygote.
Mm-hmm.
That's the father. That's the bloodline of the father. And the bloodline of the father, I and my father are one. John 10:30, King James Version, I and my father are one.
Mm-hmm.
I have the blood of the father, don't I?
Yes.
And the blood of the father are the divinity, the divinity of my dad and my mom combined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the zygote is divinity. It evidences the divinity of mom and dad.
Yes.
And I have the blood of the father, the zygote.
Yes.
Is that amazing or what?
Yeah, and divine in etymology, it says it's from divinus of a god, from D-I-V-U-S, of or belonging to a god, inspired. And it's related to D-S, D-E-U-S, God, deity. And its root, D-Y-E-U, is to shine.
To shine. Like mm-hmm. the sun, I am.
Yes.
You're looking at divine adjective?
I was looking at verb in etymology.
They're divine verb.
Mm-hmm.
And look at that, divine. I'm at etymology. I went to divine at etymology. Mm-hmm. So divine by itself as the adjective, it says pertaining to, of the nature of, or proceeding from God or a God, addressed mm-hmm. to God, addressed to God. By the mm-hmm. way, if I come from the zygote, is not the zygote, and me being of the zygote, I and my father are one.
Mm-hmm.
If I come from that, it created me, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That which creates controls.
Yes.
If they have that biology mm-hmm. on deposit, that which creates controls, if the zygote produced me, and they got the zygote's biology on deposit, and they gave it a title.
Mm-hmm.
And can they not control me, the embryo fetus baby, like a puppet on a string.
Yep, sure can.
If they have that earliest vestige on deposit, and the umbilical cord is the string, and at the end of that string is me, the baby, the string being the umbilical cord, and they have that material, the father material on deposit as the res of the in God we trust. Can they not control me like a puppet on the string?
Yes. And do
they are controlling, they're controlling everybody through that decedent heavenly father deposit.
Yeah.
But yet, I'm still using it. Am I not still using that exact same biology, the father?
Absolutely.
Then how, so who's actually in control of everything?
I am.
Only in the present.
Yes.
If you convict yourself, a conviction is a strong belief. If you convict yourself by using a birthday, you have abdicated your throne to your own kingdom.
Yes.
So just soli is different from just sanguinis. Just sanguinis is the blood of the father. The father is the zygote.
Yes.
So when Trump was recently talking about getting rid of birthright citizenship, birthright citizenship is just soli of the soil. Okay, now I'm going to explain that. Do you understand the bloodline now?
Yes.
Just sanguinis is from the zygote, isn't it?
Yes.
Did the zygote and the conceptus exist before implantation, Linda?
Yes.
Yes, of course it did. I already existed. I existed in my entirety. My godly estate existed before that material 7, 8, 9, 10 days later planted into the wall of the uterus, right?
Well, yeah. Well, if you're just logical about it.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I need that to be clear to people.
Yes.
I already know that you know shit that most people don't. So, but I want a straight answer on some of this because it's too easy. It's fundamental. And if they can't get the fundamentals, they're going to be screwed up forever. So I, as a single-cell zygote, and in the first 5, 6, 7 days, exist separately as an entirety, an entire godly estate.
Yes.
Biologically. Okay. Now, implantation occurs.
Yes.
I'm floating on the waters of Mother first for the first week or so. I'm floating in space, am I not?
Yes.
As a point in space, I'm not secured anywhere. I'm not. I have no fixed position. I'm floating on the waters of Mother, am I not?
Correct.
In space. And then I land. I land into the wall of the uterus.
Correct.
That's my landing. That's the soil I landed in. The uterine wall is the soil I landed in. And what does the uterine wall, when I land in it, it has prepared ground or it has something. What is that something called? The uterine wall changes. It becomes an accretion.
An accretion, yes.
It's the accretion. So when I land, the uterine wall changes to accommodate me.
Yes.
It's different than it was. If I didn't exist, this accretion wouldn't exist.
Correct.
The accretion becomes the maternal part of the placenta. And when it's no longer necessary, it comes out with the rest of my property as the maternal part of the placenta. There's my extraembryonic material, which is the fetal part of the placenta, and then this accretion, this uterine wall material that changed specifically for me. And so this fetal maternal combination is known as the placenta.
Yes.
Okay, the reason this is important is because when I, who already exist, plants into the wall of the uterus, that's my landing. Mm-hmm. I'm landing from heaven to earth.
Yes.
When I plant into the wall of the uterus, that's the soil. That's the just soli. I already existed through the blood of the Father, right?
Yes.
But now I'm landing into the maternal soil, the soil of mother, her uterine wall. That's the soil, just soli, of the soil.
Yes.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the thing. 280 days later, baby comes out. They clamp and cut the cord.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, a product, a divine product of mom and dad, evidencing only the divine product of mom and dad, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Just solely or just sanguinous?
Just sanguinous.
There it is. The baby's of the blood, isn't it?
Yes.
But a few moments later, the afterbirth comes out. Umbilical cord and extra-embryonic material. The extra-embryonic material is a fetal-maternal composition of matter, sometimes even believed to be a tertium quid. That composition of matter is a product of implantation. It's of the soil.
Of the soil, yes.
So the placenta, the birth certificated of the soil, the soli, is the thing that is considered a birthright citizenship.
Yes.
So I already exist as a product of God, the Father. But the rest of my biology that evidences it, the umbilical cord and the extra-embryonic, the fetal extra-embryonic material, is attached to the soil of mother, isn't it?
Yes.
So there's me of the Father, of God, and then there's this decedent estate of the soil. That's the just soli estate. That's the birth certificated estate. That's the birthright citizenship. Trump is talking about getting rid of the afterbirth birthright citizenship. What does that leave? It leaves me.
Yes.
Of God.
Of God. Whole from fertilization.
Right, and I evidence the wholeness because I've occupied this biology alone. I've possessed this biology alone since fertilization. There has been nobody else that has any claim upon this biology. I don't share it with anybody. This ain't a fucking equity.
Mm-mm.
Fuck you, equity people. I don't share my biology. I don't share my godly estate with anybody.
No.
I don't care what these communists want you to believe. You are 100% responsible for your godly estate.
Yes.
There is nobody else that owes you anything, ever. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
But they got everybody believing in a commonwealth, in the community, in the public.
Yeah.
That public property, that piece of you that went into the public trust, is communism.
Mm-hmm.
They call it democracy, Linda.
Oh, I know. So
what is democracy? Two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for lunch?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, now I'm moving that podium away. God, I miss these talks, man. This is my time to purge.
Yeah.
All right, now we got those two things out of the way.
Can we do one more thing?
Absolutely.
The reason that I even went there was because of that map that you showed me where the Americas were just soli and most of Europe was just sanguinous. And so the experiment was the birthright.
The experiment, Linda, is equality. That's the experiment. They're experimenting with can we find a way to make people equal? But there is no equality in nature.
No, absolutely not.
So So they, what they did is they cut a piece off of you, they weighed it and measured it, and they say, okay, equality equals this length and this much weight.
Yeah.
And then they put a title to it.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever it fell to the ground, wherever it was located when it arrived to the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, remember that all the countries created corporations that have come through that are now coming through the United States corporate.
Yes.
Don't confuse countries and companies.
No.
They created companies of employees. So France has its employees, England has its employees, the United States has its employees. They're all franchises of the trust res.
Yes.
And all you get is agency to act upon that little piece, that share that you have. That's what they gave you. They gave you a vestment or a character or a cloaking, something to wear
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with this trust property in their courts. We're not told how to use it, so we get crushed and we can't actually work it. I don't even want to deal with that. That's not reality.
No, I don't either.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting at. When they created companies and replaced the countries with these companies, then had their own employees
mm-hmm.
subject to the merchant courts.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is. They gave you a corporate name for the boat that you presumably left behind, the Ark of the Covenant with God, the boat that you came in on. That's why they say fuck you and the horse you came in on,
mm-hmm.
Which is a nightmare. again, The just sanguinis is of the blood. It's a direct bloodline link to the zygote, which is your entirety, and that's your link to God. No middleman required.
Yep.
But when they cut that cord and they create this segment and place it into public trust, this res, now there's a middleman that requires the administrative process.
Yes.
Which we've already talked about.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have to go to, you want to do the memoir?
Yep.
Let me find my author's copy.
I have my author's copy.
Okay, so where the hell did I put that thing? I usually throw it in the car and just have it with me everywhere I go. By the way, let me do a shout out. I really hate that, but probably, I mean, other than the right of way, I think everybody should try to find that Michael J. Coughlin or Coughlin book, The Vatican, the Law, and the Human Embryo.
Okay.
That's an amazing book. I did post it at my Facebook page, but it if you have the eyes to read this book, they're laying it out there for you. The Vatican is not the enemy, just so people know. The truth has no enemy.
So it's Vatican, the law, and what?
The Vatican, comma, the law, and the human embryo.
And
by Michael J. Period Coughlin, Coughlan. You can find it online in a PDF. You can also buy it. There are some older used copies around. Some of them are really expensive. Some of them are not. I bought this a few years ago. But again, I read it then, didn't have the eyes I have today. When I read it today, I go, holy cow, holy cow, holy cow. All right, we're going to do the memoir.
Yep.
And this is the memoir out of the book.
Yes.
Because I wanted it to be definitive, and so again I kept working with it until it was where I wanted it to be in print. To work any, and by the way, anybody can use this memoir because it applies to everybody.
Yes.
I'm going to read it first.
Okay.
Hang on a second, I gotta respond to something. Do you have the book in your hand?
No. I can go get it real quick, though.
Oh, it's okay. I
have the memoir in my hand, but let me run and get it's just in Becky's room. I have it.
Hang on. Yeah, this is kind of important, so let me finish this. Memoir, capital A. Looks like a pyramid, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It
even has a capstone. In the movie, The Truman Show, The Truman Show,
mm-hmm.
when he finally leaves the domed corporate realm, by the way, the dome is your own cranium. It's what's under the roof of your head. It's your mind. It's your beliefs.
Well,
it's your beliefs. That's what the dome is. It's not a physical thing. These are not physical walls. It's not a physical prison. It's an idea mm-hmm. that has imprisoned you.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, in that movie, everybody is an actor, a paid actor, to keep him inside that belief system. Just like everybody out here believes in birthdays or believes in salvation or saviors, that belief system has captured, it's a prison.
Mm-hmm.
So once you get beyond the belief outside of that dome, that's why when they show Jesus with a crown of thorns, the crown of thorns is a barbed wire fence around your mind.
Yeah.
It evidences a belief system that imprisons you.
Yes, it does.
You got to get beyond the barbed wire fence. You got to get outside of that belief. And that's what, in the Truman Show, at the very last scene, his boat hits the wall.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, his boat has on its sail the number 139. 139 in the U.S. postal system is the delivery of human remains.
I forgot that.
So he's riding in a boat that, according to the U.S. postal system, is delivering human remains, which is the afterbirth.
Mm-hmm.
The post office, post after office, after what? A.D., after death.
Yes, after death.
Anno Domini. Year of our Lord.
Yep.
So he's in a boat. He gets all the way to the edge of his mind, the dome itself. And the boat crashes into the wall. He gets out. He's sobbing. He can't believe he's stuck. But then he realizes that along the edge of that dome, he's able to walk. Now, remember, this is all water. But there's an edge that he's able to walk on. But when they show it, it looks like he's walking across the water.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ascends up the staircase. to a doorway, an exit, an exit.
Yep.
And he's standing at the top, and of course the guy that put the show together is acting and sounding like God. But when you see Truman exit that at what's at the top of the stairway, the stairs by the shadows created and things, it looks like a pyramid, and the door itself is the capstone.
Mm-hmm.
When he exits through the capstone.
Mm-hmm.
His own mind.
Mm-hmm.
Into self-governance. He's now mind, body, and spirit. His capital, his mind, and his labor, his capital, his head, and his labor, his body, are now one again. They're unified.
Yeah.
And he exits. He's no longer under the control of the corporate.
Yeah.
How simple is this?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that all came out of the letter A. That's why these conversations are so long.
Well, and it's also Alpha.
It's also Alpha, which means what?
Beginning.
The beginning. The Alpha moment is fertilization. And Alpha also means like Alpha male, the one in control.
Yeah.
The father, the bloodline of the father.
Gus Sanguinis.
Gus Sanguinis. By the way, Gus Sanguinis is the only inheritable position, isn't it?
Yes.
So you can inherit through the father. You cannot inherit. Remember that slavery, the situation of the mother brings about a potential slavery,
mm-hmm.
not the father.
Mm-hmm.
They created a servitude or a slave state based upon the child, the mother and child, the Madonna and child, the Jesus and Mary of the fetal maternal, just solely birthright citizenship.
Yes.
That's the slave. That's the serve. Mm-hmm. That's the servitude.
Yes.
And it's a servitude for the public, the blood pool of the public, the commonwealth, the communism. You have
yep.
a servitude to the communistic, not to reality, not to nature, not even to God,
mm-hmm.
the Father, who only becomes Heavenly Father upon its death. When that decedent, when that fetal biology that has been violently removed through an act of mayhem, when it dies, then your biology becomes your Heavenly Father, doesn't it? Okay. Whew. A memoir. I'm going to read it first, okay?
Yeah.
For convenience and consistency between the classic and modern states, I am, as author, moved by sound reasoning and direct first-hand knowledge of the whole truth of the matter to write this source, holistic, and peerless declaratory memoir, proving once and for all that one is all present and accounted for from fertilization to last breath. One's unique genesis, known biologically as fertilization, is both a creative act of God and true origin of the species, a personal arc wholly in accordance with the laws of nature and nature's God. One's arc begins with the unification of dad's 23-chromosome sperm and mom's 23-chromosome ovum, resulting in a single, intelligently designed 46-chromosome zygote enveloped by mom's pellucid membrane as a perfect original package, and matrilineal dowry evolving without sunder throughout a biologically mortal journey, terminating only upon one's last expired breath beyond the womb. I am, as spirit, prior to the fundamental manifestation of one's exclusive arc. Hang on, let me close this door to that emergency vehicle.
Oh.
Of course, you know why I chose the word emergency vehicle. Let me go back to the next paragraph. I am as spirit, prior to the fundamental manifestation of one's exclusive arc, exist without rival as a single owner-occupant of said faultless biological entirety from its quintessential genesis, will continue to exist with dignity through one's direct offspring. I am as spirit, the one and only Lord and Master, with dominion over the genetically continuous and contiguous evolutionary arc, including all its works or product, input or output, be it time, energy, physical, spiritual, intellectual, artistic, capital labor, written, spoken, or anything otherwise. I am, as spirit, always in communication with one's Father, for I and my Father are one healthy, supreme being from fertilization onward, and thus I require no middleman, for such a thing is an absurd conception and bar clearly contrary to the laws of nature and nature's God. Pacifist Curtis R. Period, Kallenbach. Is there anything you want to say first?
No. Just no.
I know. This one half page, I don't think these courts can get past it.
Mm-mm.
You handwrite this memoir knowing what it means, then everything they do is fraud.
Yep. Mayhem, fraud, genocide.
Mayhem, larceny.
Larceny.
I like the word larceny because it's somebody taking or misappropriating or taking your property from you, never intending on giving it back. Taking personal property from you. It is not your biology. Say it.
Yeah, it's larceny. Theft, wrongful or fraudulent taking of a person of the personal goods of another with felonious intent.
Personal goods.
Mm-hmm.
And goods is defined as?
Unborn of animals.
Yeah, so the cut material that is yet to be born has been taken from me.
Yep.
And intending on giving it back to me?
No. You know what one of the definitions in here is from Latin? Highway robbery.
that's what the cruisers are out there doing by citing you or giving you a ticket.
Exactly.
It's highway robbery.
And don't people say that all the time? This is highway robbery.
Right, but when they cut the cord, when they cut that umbilical cord, there's a space now between you and you.
Yes.
I mean, you used to be one, and now there's a false duality. So the space that they create between the unborn and the born is an interstate space. There's your highway right there. It's an interstate.
Yes.
And that interstate is where they are involved in human trafficking.
Yes.
And then you need a license to be driving on that interstate.
Yeah.
And by using their license, you subject yourself to their administrative process to put you back together again.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, according to Jesus, they that are whole need no physician. So when you know that you are all present and accounted for from fertilization to last breath, you don't require any assistance or administrative process because there are no emergencies, are they? And you're not at war.
No. So highway in etymology has you look up high and way,
And when you look, I thought way, because the name of this book is Right of Way, is Old English road, path, course of travel, room, space, freedom of movement. Also, figuratively, course of light. Course of life, I'm sorry. L-I-F-E.
Based on that, what you just described, from in the womb to out of the womb, what is the way out of the womb? What is my way out of the womb? What is it physically?
It's through the birth canal too.
What is the property? What is it that I use myself to get out of the womb? By extension, what is it that extends me out beyond the womb, out of the waters of mother? What is the biological thing?
The umbilical cord.
The umbilical cord. That's my way out.
Yeah.
That's my way out. That's my way out of mother. Without the umbilical cord, I can't get out.
Yep. Yes.
In the book, I mean, because you brought up the right of way, there is a biblical passage, Matthew 7:14, King James Version, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Yeah.
The umbilical cord is the narrow, is the way out. And it's the which leadeth unto life. So life is outside of the womb. I mean, your life.
Yeah.
But the umbilical cord allows is a right of way across the motherland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's your way across mom's biology, the motherland. It's your way across. It's your way out. It is the way out, and it's your biology. There is no other way. That was the word way, but you said high.
Oh, yeah.
The high road, the high way. So what is high?
It's of great height, tall, conspicuous, elevated, lofty, exalted, high class.
The highway robbery.
Mm-hmm.
They're robbing you of your link to God.
Yeah.
The highway.
And
my way or the highway. Well, think about that. My way, if you think of ego, if you only think of ego, it's mm-hmm. my way or the highway. My way is away from God. My way is the narrative. My way is the birth certificated person, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is the birth certificated person connected to God?
No.
No, no, because the birth certificate evidence is a separation. A narrative. It is Genesis capital G. I'm splitting hairs again.
Mm-hmm.
My way or the highway? My way is me doing things without God. It's just me deciding willy-nilly that I can have a birthday, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm celebrating my birthday, God damn it.
Whoa.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
Or the highway. The highway is your link to God.
Mm-hmm.
And evidence of your wholeness, your highness. Your highness. That's me. That's my monarchy. That's me linked to God as one supreme being, Your Highness. But everybody that's cut, everybody in ego, everybody using the birth certificated commercial character is my way or the highway. I choose highway.
Yeah.
The highway, as I, as author, describe it.
Yeah.
I'm taking the high road.
Yeah.
The road less traveled.
Well, yeah. Way is also, it says figuratively, course of life. And if it's by choosing my way, you've chosen your course of life versus highway. So if you've chosen the birth certificated person, my way, that determines what happens out there in your world. And if you choose the high, go ahead.
So the my way, birth certificated my way, commercial character is discourse.
Yes.
Or discord.
Or dis-ease.
Diseased.
And highway is whole, body, mind, spirit together.
Self-governance.
Self-responsibility.
Self-respect. I mean, this is a really hard thing, Linda. I mean, because we're all probably the subject or subject to, because we've been beaten for so long.
Yeah.
You know, what do they call it? When you now fall in love with your captors?
The Stockholm Syndrome.
Haven't people fallen in love with their American Idol, their birth certificated person?
Yep.
The thing that imprisons, they actually have fallen in love with themselves. The narcissists. Narcissists, yeah. I mean, people don't realize it, but if you're living through or using the birth certificated person, there's no greater evidence of narcissism. Me, 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 me. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes me physically sick to think that there are people that think you can play the game and still be whole and still be honest. You realize that if you play the game, if you're using the birth certificate, it's lacking integrity?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Integrity, by definition. I mean, if you're using a birth certificated person, you don't have any integrity. I'm going to integrity defined at Webster's. Integrity. A firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values. Incorruptibility. Unimpaired condition. Soundness. 3, the quality or state of being complete or undivided. Completeness. Does that sound like cut or uncut?
Complete sounds whole. Whole. Uncut.
Cut or uncut? Uncut.
Uncut.
From fertilization to this moment is integrity. Birth certificated narrative is lack of integrity, lack of morality, lack of soundness.
Yes. In etymology.
I don't know how I can make it any clearer. What does it say etymologically?
14th century is innocence, blameless, chastity, purity, directly from the Latin integritatent, soundness, wholeness, completeness, purity, correctness, blamelessness, a sense of wholeness, perfect condition. Soundness of moral principle and character, entire, upright, fidelity, especially in the regard to truth and fair dealing. That's from the 1540s.
Is fertilization truth or conception truth?
Fertilization is truth.
Fertilization is existence. Conception, the implantation character, the character born to conception is the placenta, which dies. after they cut it off of you. Now there's a duality, a false decedent estate and baby.
Yeah.
Baby evidence is all the way back to fertilization, whereas the placenta evidence is only implantation.
Yes.
One has integrity and one does not.
Yep. Well, integrated is from integrity, too, part of that word.
Well, and then what's really a problem with to integrate is if I'm sitting out here as the indigenous baby on the land now, after they cut me off, the only way in their world through administrative process to integrate is to bring the rest of me in from somewhere else to make me whole again.
That's true.
And the reason that's a problem is Brown versus Maryland, Brown versus Maryland, 1827.
Yep.
Brown versus Maryland, 1827.
Yeah.
I'm going to Wikipedia real quick, only because the concept of integrity and importation, to import something from somewhere else to make you whole through administration, the administrative process. They're importing the rest of you to make you whole from Rome.
Yeah.
Or from the Roman Catholic Church, from the church, wherever your material has been placed on deposit, it's importing from there. Now, again, if I arrive whole, if I am whole, baby umbilical, extra embryonic, if I was delivered whole and uncut, do they need to import anything to make me whole?
No.
If I arrive in the original package, integrity.
Mm-hmm.
If the original package is still has integrity, wholeness, soundness, Brown versus Maryland. It says Brown versus Maryland was a significant United States Supreme Court case which interpreted the import, export, and commerce clauses of the U.S. Constitution to prohibit discriminatory taxation by states against imported items after importation, rather than only at the time of importation. Think about that. After importation, rather than only at the time of importation. So think about this. I come out of mom. If I would have come out of mom whole, baby umbilical, extra embryonic, and recognized as one unit, is there anything out there that needs to be imported to make me whole?
No. There would be no after importation.
There would be no after I arrived, after I was imported the one time. But they created a duality to where they could import through salvage or salvation a piece of me that was cut off.
Yes.
And that's why Luke 5:31 is so amazing. They that are whole need not a physician. Goes on to say in Brown versus Maryland, the state of Maryland, Mary, as in Jesus and Mary, the land of Mary. Maryland is the just solely birthright citizenship.
Yes.
Maryland, the soil of Mary, is the birthright citizenship.
Motherland.
The motherland.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Mary is the mother church or the Roman Catholic Church. It says the state of Maryland passed a law requiring importers of foreign goods to obtain a license for selling their products. By the way, now we're right back to Chapter 12, 67th Congress.
Correct.
Where both terminal ends, if they arrive on the continental United States as one unit, a license is not required, is it?
Nope.
It all fits together when you understand the biology, when you understand the singularity of your direct link to God the Father, all of their bullshit fictions go away.
Yep.
All of them. There is no jurisdictional problem because you're not subject to any jurisdiction when you're the supreme being from fertilization to last breath.
That's right.
It goes on to say, the state of Maryland passed a law requiring importers of foreign goods to obtain a license for selling their products. Brown was brown, like the person of color brown.
Mm-hmm.
Brown was charged under this law and appealed. It was the first case in which the U.S. Supreme Court construed the import-export clause. Chief Justice John Marshall delivered the opinion of the court, ruling that Maryland statute,
mm-hmm.
violated the import-export and commerce clauses, and the federal law was supreme. What's federal, small f, mean?
God's, my covenant with God.
Say it the other way, man. So people understand.
God's covenant with man.
God's covenant with man, direct link to man, the covenant between man and God. There is no circuitous aspect. There is no middleman.
Right.
Federal is man's covenant with God. So it says, John Marshall, Chief Justice John Marshall said, the federal law, man's covenant with God, God's covenant with man, no middleman,
mm-hmm.
was supreme. So the supreme law is the link between God and man. That's it. There is nothing else.
Right.
That's it. That's federal law, or federal law with supreme. Federal is man's covenant with God. What happens when you claim a birthday? Have you disconnected from God?
Absolutely.
So what they're doing is they're trying to put you back together through the Department of Justice. They're trying to put you back together through the administrative process. They've already ruled that the federal law was supreme, but you keep claiming a fucking birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You keep claiming the need to be salvaged or to have salvation.
Mm-hmm.
People, they keep wearing that barbed wire fence around their own minds.
Their own crown of thorns.
Their own crown of thorns. It says he alleged that the power of a state to tax goods did not apply if they remained in their original package.
Yes.
Baby umbilical, extra-embryonic.
Yes.
That's it right there. Your original package, which began as zygote, which began as a single cell, is baby, umbilical, and extra-embryonic. That's the original package. The moment they cut it, they broke the bulk, and by breaking the bulk, now you have to import. Through the Commerce Clause, the import-export clause, you have to import from someplace else. I mean, this is where you become lost at sea.
Mm-hmm.
Your property is lost at sea. Your inheritance is lost at sea because of the cut.
Yes.
Your inheritance from God is lost at sea because of the cut.
Yes.
It becomes flotsam or jetsam or whatever floating out there. And it's floating out there in the water, and it's given a marker, a buoy to lift your spirits above the surface of the water and locate where your boat went down. It's called a denomination. The denomination is the birth certificated name.
Yep.
It's a denomination subject to the ecclesia or the ecumenical economy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Christian society, the society of Jesus, the Jesuits.
Yeah.
Hello? Anybody awake?
Yeah.
So it goes on to say, finally, it says a license tax on the importer was essentially the same as a tax on the import itself. It's like taxing the baby to show up. They're taxing the baby or the baby's property separately.
Yeah.
That's where 22 USC 288B comes in. When the owner arrives in connection with his baggage and effects, there is no IRS and there is no duty to perform. When an owner arrives in connection with his baggage and effects, the owner's the baby, the in connection with is the umbilical cord, and the baggage and effects is the extra embryonic material.
Mm-hmm.
When you arrive one, as one, by definition, remember that delivery is the fetus and its membranes. So if you're not delivered as the fetus and its membranes, it's not a delivery at all.
No.
Which is why they set up the post office, so they could deliver the rest, residue, and remainder of your estate through the mail.
Yes.
Hello?
Yep.
Wow, I have a lot of podiums today. Gosh. All right. I think what we'll do is we'll just move through each of these paragraphs. We're going to try to keep it simple. I mean, we could go into every definition of every word in here, but it's simpler than that.
Yeah.
The ideas are more important at this point than the definitions.
Yes, I agree.
Because it's only a front page. It's only, and by the way, if you do use a memoir, you can use it verbatim, other than my Curtis R. Period Kallenbach, but you can use it verbatim, but you have to handwrite it.
Yep.
If you want it to be effective, you need to handwrite it.
Yep.
Because only the spirit that moves your hand, the spirit that moves your hand across that paper, that imprints that paper with pen, that evidences the living spirit. Spirit is what?
Breath.
The breath.
The breath,
and the breath
is
and spirit are one. As long as you're breathing, you're living. And if you're living, then the decedent estate cannot exist.
That's right.
Cannot exist.
Right.
All right. Paragraph one says, for convenience and consistency between the classic and modern states. Convenience and consistency is right out of the Harry S. Period Truman document.
Yep.
And the definition of convenience, and I'm just going to go straight to it, it just is ease. Convenience is ease, which is contrary to what?
Distress.
Ease is contrary to what?
Dis-ease. Yeah.
So if it's contrary to dis-ease, what is that called?
Whole.
Immunity,
yes.
Immunity. So if you can't get a disease, you are immune.
Yes.
And this immunity is called sovereign immunity. Sovereign
yes.
immunity is wholeness.
Yes.
When you're whole, you're sovereign, but this is a sovereign immunity. What they haven't
yes.
ever explained to people is that sovereignty is wholeness.
Yes.
Your supreme being is from fertilization to last breath. That's your sovereignty. No birth certificated decedent estate can be sovereign.
No. Impossible.
Dead bodies and ghosts are not sovereigns.
No.
Consistency. Convenience and consistency. Consistent.
The same. I mean, you do it. If I do something consistently, I do it all the time.
It's continuous.
Yeah.
Unbroken. Faultless. So for convenience and consistency, between the classic and modern states, classic and modern.
Yes.
Unborn and born. Old Testament and New Testament. Judeo-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
The world calendar, Anno Mundi, and the Lord's calendar, Anno Domini.
Yeah.
For convenience and consistency, unbroken movement from the beginning to the end, Alpha to Omega, for convenience and consistency. I am as author, moved by sound reasoning and direct first-hand knowledge. First-hand. I may not remember fertilization, but I did experience it.
Yes.
I was there. I am there. Remember, there's only one present moment, so it's just an expansion or the evolutionary process of the present from fertilization to this moment. But I'm the only one that can speak about my biology or to that dominion of that biology. Only me.
Yeah.
I'm the Lord and Master over that. I am the only one that has a right to speak about that biology or to or for that biology.
Yes.
Firsthand. I don't need to go through anybody. Again, I may not remember it, but I have knowledge, firsthand knowledge of it. Science tells me, oh, Kurt, the science is bad. No, it isn't. Every embryologist on planet Earth will agree that life begins at fertilization, not at conception. Conception is an idea. Fertilization is an actual act of God. It's an act of creation.
Yeah.
The Immaculate Conception is an idea, a perfect Immaculate Conception idea. The Immaculate Conception is the accretion that is created upon implantation. That's the Immaculate Conception.
Yep.
It results in the maternal part of the placenta. That's the Immaculate Conception. Mary is the Immaculate Conception. The mm-hmm. maternal part of the placenta is Mary, and Mary is the Immaculate Conception.
Yes.
I was created with 23 chromosomes from dad and 23 from mom through an act of fertilization. The law of nature and nature's God or God. Nature.
Right. Prior to conception.
Prior to some man-made idea.
A priori.
Don't get me wrong. A priori, yeah. The what is it? The priori of Sion.
Yeah.
S-I-O-N, Sion, like the stem, priori, knowledge of the whole, direct first-hand knowledge of the whole, truth of the matter, to write this source, holistic, and peerless declaratory memoir, proving once and for all that one is all present and accounted for, nothing missing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you cut off the organ. I get it. I know that in the protocols of the Palermo protocols, cutting off that organ is trafficking in persons. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'm still using it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still using that biology. I'm still using that DNA. So even because of the mayhem, even because of the larceny, the attempted larceny, and even because of the attempted genocide, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. They're trying everything they can to destroy me, and yet I'm still here.
Yep.
Because I know the truth. I've accepted the truth, and that is from fertilization to this moment.
Yes. You climbed the ladder out of the dome.
I am not subject to any man's ideas.
No.
I'm not the subject matter within the jurisdiction of any man-made idea.
Right.
You were asking me about the Intersoterra or the Just Soli aspect. When they clamp and cut the cord and that biology is now removed from me or separated from me, it figuratively falls to the ground. So wherever I arrived into this realm or into this world, baby comes out, but then baby leaves behind what becomes human remains at a location in time and space.
Mm-hmm.
And that becomes the marker or the location of that's where the X or the cross goes. That cross becomes the marker or the location of where I presumably fell, where the angel fell or the man fell. Remember that the unborn is the angel that has fallen, and it marks the location of the angel where it fell.
Mm-hmm.
It also marks the location of the what? Of the sinner, saints and sinners.
Yeah.
It marks the location of where the angel fell and where the man fell, the fallen man.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It's a terminal point that creates a fallen angel and creates a fallen man. But it's a false terminal point because I'm still using it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist. I have innocence from fertilization. Fertilization equals innocence. Birth certificate equals guilty or not guilty.
Right.
I'm innocent. But only from fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's the first paragraph. The second paragraph is one's unique genesis. But look at the G that I use for genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Lowercase g?
Yes.
What is the lowercase g genesis by definition mean? Go to Genesis of Webster's real quick.
Isn't it, I thought it was in etymology, but it was fine.
No, go to Webster's.
Okay.
And just, because even Webster's, if you look at Webster's, I want you to notice something when you go to Webster's, so go to Webster's.
The origin or coming into being of something. And it has the G that is, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a circle with a nether attached cord below
it. It's a very specific G.
Yes.
But I want you to notice something else. If you type in Genesis, it'll default to that G, won't it, for the lowercase?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The origin of coming into being of something.
Mm-hmm.
Something is substance, isn't it? It's something actually means something exists.
Yeah.
But only the lowercase G with that very specific G.
Mm-hmm.
They're using that G, aren't they?
Yes.
It's funny because in all the type that, I mean, if you're typing with any other type, when you go to Webster's, this particular lowercase genesis switches over to that G, doesn't it?
I've never tried that, but that's
it doesn't matter where you're coming from or what you're using, what keyboard you're using. If you type in a G, it doesn't look like that. But when you go to lowercase g genesis, it changes to that G.
Yeah, well, actually, my address line, it's the other kind of G, the one that we normally often write, is there. But, yeah, it switches to the genesis.
If you look at that G, if you really look at the physicality of that G, the circle at the top is the baby. You have that umbilical cord that then connects to the lowercase afterbirth part of the baby.
Yeah.
You see, it has baby, umbilical, and extra embryonic material, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. Yes.
And it's not cut.
Mm-mm.
It's all one. Genesis is baby, umbilical, and extra embryonic, and the G itself identifies the entirety of that biology.
Yeah.
And it says the origin or coming into being of something. And that's your biology.
Yep.
They're not talking about spirit or breath. They're talking about substance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then the capital G genesis.
Mm-hmm.
What is the capital G genesis? The one that is always in the Bible and all these other religious tomes, Genesis. Capital G genesis says what?
The mainly narrative first book of canonical Jewish and Christian scriptures.
So it's a narrative. It's a story.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with reality.
No.
So again, one's unique genesis, known biologically as fertilization, is both a creative act of God, substance, mm-hmm. the zygote, and the true origin of the species.
Yep.
It says a personal arc wholly in accordance with the laws of nature and nature's God. Arc, A-R-K. Well, I chose that because it also, the ARC is also an archive.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of Noah's Ark, they talk about animals going onto this ark two by two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that the divinity, mom's line, mom's lineage, bloodline, is only comprised of grandpa and grandma, male and female all the way back.
Yes.
And dad's bloodline is mom and dad, grandpa and grandma, all the way back, male and female, two by two.
Yep.
The Ark is a biological DNA archive of the divinity that leads up to the 46-chromosome zygote. The 46-chromosome zygote is the archive, the Ark, of the covenant between you and creation, all the way back. We're not talking about giraffes or monkeys. We're talking about the two-by-two aspect of your own lineage.
Yes. The just sanguine.
That's the Ark. That's the archive. That's the Ark of the covenant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they make it look like all the animals. They might even use the word animal, but remember that man is considered a what? A mammal or an animal.
Yes.
All the animals of your Ark are all of your descendants.
Yes.
It's an archive, a biological archive. Your single-cell zygote is an Ark holding all that information all the way back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it's just, the Ark is just a bunch of animals and birds and monkeys and fish. Yeah, that makes sense. Next paragraph. One's Ark archive begins with the unification of dad's 23-chromosome sperm and mom's 23-chromosome ovum, resulting in a single, intelligently designed 46-chromosome zygote. There isn't anything, the design of the zygote, your 46-chromosome genesis, is so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to live in water for the first 280 days of your existence in the womb. You're breathing through a tube.
Mm-hmm.
That is connected to mother, and mother's breathing for you. The spirit has entered you through mom.
Mm-hmm.
You're breathing the breath, the spirit itself is coming through mom while you're in the womb. I'm not discounting the value of implantation.
Right.
But it is not creation.
No.
It's required for life, but it isn't creation.
Nope.
Intelligently designed. Your biology is designed to live in the water or under the ground of mother for a while, in the womb. Underground, by the way. Remember,
mm-hmm.
you're underground. You're immersed in the uterine wall.
Yep.
You're implanted in the uterine wall. Remember that implantation, or the word fuck, F-U-C-K, means to implant or occupy. You are now occupying the ground of mother. This is the just soli aspect. But while you're occupying mother, when your biology is occupying mother, you're a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Laugh.
We're all motherfuckers.
Because it is. Come on, it is. While we're in the womb, we're all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And by the way, the birth certificated person is always a motherfucker.
Yes. Yes.
The person of color, ma, motherfucker. That's out of Trading Places, by the way. The movie Trading Places. So intelligently designed is absolutely the right term, because your 46-chromosome zygote allows you to live underground in the waters of mother for the first 280 days, 40 weeks, 9 months, whatever you want to use that time in the womb. It's not, there is no time in the womb, by the way. It's timeless.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that in the womb, that biology allows you to live that way. And then you come out of her, you come out of mom. And the same biology, the same DNA allows you to live on the land, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty brilliant.
You just shed the skin, the infant skin. You shed the skin of your
mm-hmm.
earlier form. We're talking about Darwin here. We're talking
mm-hmm.
about the evolutionary process from a single cell to a trillion cell baby, trillion plus cell baby, that has evolved from a single cell in the waters, the muck, the mire, and the, you know what I mean? The swamp, mm-hmm. and you have crawled, you found your way, you've moved through all that swampiness, and you have now made it to land, and then eventually you're walking upright. If you can't yep. picture the Darwinian evolutionary process, I'm not talking monkey to man, I'm talking evolution.
Yeah.
What they did is so nasty. They got people believing it's monkey to man, so you would denounce evolution.
Yeah.
Evolution happens to every one of us from fertilization to this moment. It isn't
Absolutely.
Monkey to man.
Nope.
Whoever did this to us did it with the intent to destroy reality.
Yeah. Yes.
And control all of the infantile minds of the children, the lost children.
Yes.
The orphans from reality.
Yes. Larceny, that's the word.
The larceny, yeah. They intended to keep your inheritance from God for themselves.
Yes.
And then administrate to you through salvation or salvage. Salvation
yes.
through the church or salvage through the state.
Or supplemental.
Oh, it's fraud. It's larceny.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it says, intelligently designed 46 chromosome zygote enveloped by mom's pellucid membrane as a perfect original package and matrilineal dowry. In other words, nothing is left out. Everything that dad offers you, everything that mom offers you is already yours.
Yes.
Already yours. I'm going to go to the word expellatio. We haven't gone there for a while. Expellatio in Black's Law. Let me grab my Black's Law real quick. It's a Black's Law 5th edition from 1979. Expellatio. Okay. In Black's Law, it is page 519, right-hand column. Expellatio. In the civil law, the offense of unlawfully appropriating goods belonging to a succession. Goods belonging to a succession. From fertilization, a single cell, to this moment, it's the evolutionary process.
Yes.
It's one, each cellular division is a generation.
Is a succession, yes.
It's a succession. I succeeded the generation before me, and so all the way back to the first cell. That's a succession. But if they clamp and cut the cord, they broke that succession, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
It says, in the civil law, the offense of unlawfully appropriating goods, so that when they cut off the goods, the unborn version of me, the extra embryonic material, it's expellatio.
Yes.
They put it in the In God We Trust, and that became larceny. Because they never intended to give me my inheritance back.
No.
They hid it from me. They call it keeping it safe.
Yeah.
And by me believing in the trust or having faith in the trust, I became my brother's keeper, meaning that the material that has my biology, my twin brother. Now we're talking about Cain and Abel,
yeah.
biblically. I became my brother's keeper. I'm by me believing in the birth certificated person and me keeping a piece of me safe, I'm imprisoning that piece. I'm keeping that piece of me safe, but it's also imprisoning my brother.
Yes.
Which is imprisoning me.
Yes.
Expellatio goes on to say, it is not technically theft, which is called furtum, F-U-R-T-U-M, because such property no longer belongs to the decedent nor to the heir, since the latter, the heir, has not yet taken possession. How do you take possession of something that came that early? How do you take possession of that infantile aspect, the infancy? How do you take possession of it now as a mature woman? Or a mature man. How do you take possession? How?
Through knowledge.
Knowledge. And what is the knowledge that, is that not what we're expressing right now, is the knowledge of fertilization?
Yes.
again, I'm not trying to go back there and physically get this dead material, this dead biology, am I?
Mm-mm.
I went back to it through knowledge.
Yes.
Knowing that fertilization is my godly origin. Knowing that the birth certificate is a false duality.
Yes.
Is a contrived In God We Trust res.
Yes.
In the common law, the grant of letters testamentary or letters of administration relates back to the time of the death of the testator or intestate so that the property of the estate is vested in the executor or administrator from that period. They're talking about the period, and they're talking about the initial period in the womb.
Period. Yeah.
But what if I'm whole from the beginning? Is there is it an executor or an executrix necessary if I never died or if there is not a decedent estate?
Absolutely not.
Is the administrative process necessary if I'm whole from fertilization?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Expellatio. It says in the civil law. Civil law. Civil is the Gregorian calendar-based character.
Yes.
The birth certificate is a Gregorian calendar civil character.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with reality. The birth certificate evidences a duplicity, a false, contrived duality that doesn't exist in reality.
That's correct.
And it's a civil character subject to civil rights, which is actually the birthright citizenship that was established through the 14th Amendment.
Yes.
1868.
And all civil law comes from canonical law.
Which is right back to the church bullshit.
Yes.
See, people think that, you know, it for me to talk like this is bad. I'm saying that for people to believe the infantile ideas is injurious. It actually is harmful to you.
Yes, it is harmful.
Now, it's harmful. Evolving without sunder, in other words, without separation,
yes.
Throughout a biologically mortal journey, terminating only upon one's last expired breath beyond the womb. Only. There's no terminal point in my reality because of the cut.
Nope.
I'm still using that biology, even though they cut it off through an act of mayhem, even though they are withholding it from me via larceny, and even though that material died, which gave rise to genocide against me,
yes.
I'm still here.
Yes.
Because I'm still breathing. I still have the breath of God in me, the Spirit. And even 1 Corinthians says the spiritual man shall be judged by no man. As long as I'm living, I'm not to be judged by another.
Correct.
That's it. That's the end. That's the end of it. Until I'm actually dead, I'm not to be judged. If I'm judged at all, I'm not to be judged until I'm actually dead. I'm not dead. The birth certificate of decedent estate presumes a death.
Yes.
But it is a false presumption.
Yes.
Next paragraph. I am as spirit, breath, prior to the fundamental manifestation of one's exclusive arc. By the way, is mom breathing before I'm formed?
Yes.
Mom's breathing. The breath of God exists before me, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So I am as spirit, prior. I exist before my own biology exists, don't I?
Yes.
Doesn't the breath exist before the substance itself?
Yep.
It's where the breath actually inhabits the substance. It gives life to the substance.
Yep.
I am as spirit prior to the fundamental manifestation of one's exclusive arc. Exists without rival. We already did a call on this.
Yes.
I don't have any rivals. I'm not in competition with anybody over my biology. I'm not in competition with anybody over my estate. It's only mine and always will be only mine. It's mine from fertilization to last breath. There is nobody else that has a legitimacy over my biology.
Nope.
Hell, even the maternal part of the afterbirth, the accretion itself, mom made, mother made, specifically for me.
Yep.
It wasn't there before me. It's only there because of me. Mom created that soil, that land, that ground, that fertile ground, specifically for me. And when I wasn't there anymore, she got rid of it.
Yep.
It's my right of way.
Yep. The
one I have
and only.
A right of way. I'm the only one that has a right of way.
Yep. Your biology
does exist without rival as a single, as the single owner occupant of said faultless fault, no fault of no fault of my own. That fault, that cut, I didn't do it. That's an act of mayhem performed by a medical society upon my private, personal and private biology. That was a trespass.
Yes, absolutely.
That I never consented to. And the Palermo Protocol says that you can't even consent.
Mm-hmm.
When they cut off that organ, you can't consent to it. You can't consent to trafficking in persons. You cannot consent to that cut. It's impossible.
No. It is impossible.
Faultless biological entirety. Nothing missing. Intact. Whole. From its quintessential genesis. Will continue to exist with dignity through one's direct offspring. One, the zygote, the offspring of the zygote.
Yep.
Embryo, fetus, baby.
Yep.
I and my father are one.
Yep.
I and my father are one.
Indeed.
Not indeed. In reality. In reality.
That's true.
John 10:30, King James Version. I and my Father are one. Me and the zygote are one.
Our one biology, yes.
Our one biology, our one DNA. I evolved. It's just like the acorn and the oak tree. The zygote has all the information that becomes the oak, but the oak and the acorn are one and the same. It's just evolution.
Yeah.
It evolves into, it expands into, it extends into, and becomes the oak tree.
Yeah.
Now, somebody pointed this out to me the other day. What's amazing about that? So the single cell, the divine singularity of mom and dad offering 23 chromosomes each, resulting in the divine 46 chromosome zygote. The zygote grows into me, or it creates me, the offspring. At the end of the stem, at the end of the umbilical cord is me, the baby.
Yes.
Then male or female, I go on to produce more.
Yes.
Think about the oak. This is easier to think of than the living being. You got an acorn.
Mm-hmm.
And in that acorn is all the information to produce the oak tree itself.
Yes.
The acorn goes into the ground, just like the zygote gets planted or the conceptus gets planted into the wall of the uterus. The acorn goes into the soil, into the ground. Mm-hmm. And if everything works out the way it should, a tree begins to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like a family tree. Family tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family tree because it's a family of oak. So the oak grows into the oak tree, and it produces more what? Acorns.
Acorns. And an acorn will never produce a cottonwood.
But when an acorn from that singular oak tree falls to the ground,
mm-hmm.
it, like a fractal of itself, produces more within
yes.
the family of oak trees.
Yes.
It, like you said, I just wanted to get this far before, but that acorn from the oak family will never produce a cottonwood.
Mm-hmm.
My zygote will never produce a monkey.
Right.
And my offspring will never be monkeys.
Nope.
So when the church or somebody tells you that evolution is monkey to man, they're lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
Man never produces monkey, and monkey never produced man. The design of the zygote prohibits such abominations.
Yes. It's not within the laws of nature, and nature's God.
Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, seriously, I mean, it's in the realm of, I mean, it's total fiction.
Yeah, it's in the realm of fiction, exactly.
And that's why they, that's why the once upon a time birth certificated persons, I mean, they remember that no man is controllable.
But yes.
Because that which you create, you control. And no man was created by another man.
No.
Even my dad, who produced the 23 chromosomes, only offered 23 chromosomes.
Yes.
My dad, the man, did not produce me.
No.
I am produced through an act of divinity, divine, two vines. The male and
yes.
the female vines together created the zygote. The zygote
yes.
is divine.
Yes.
In its nature.
Yes.
And that produced its own offspring, being the baby or the embryo fetus baby. I and my father are one. And again,
and
when they clamp and cut the cord, what do? They allow my father, that extra embryonic material, to die and become heavenly father.
Yes.
When in reality, it would have been brought into me through nature, everything that father would have given me prior to their violent act of cutting, that mayhem of the cut. I would have had everything my father offered, including the inheritance,
yes.
had they delivered me whole.
Yes.
And you were going to say something.
Oh, I was just going to go back to divine, pertaining to of the nature of proceeding from God.
God the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm very clear when I talk about my dad, and I had a great dad.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had his own 46 chromosomes, didn't he?
Yes.
But his sperm only offered me 23. So my dad's 46 chromosomes is not in me, is it?
No.
Only 23 were offered by my dad,
right.
Not 46.
Right. And it was an act of divinity, God, the laws of nature, however you want to put it, that created that zygote. Not your father, not your dad or your mom.
No, it has its own divine nature.
Yes.
That's the divinity. The zygote is divinity.
Yes.
Manifest.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
All right. Next paragraph. I am a spirit, the one and only Lord and Master. You know, what's funny is I have a picture, and I'll post this along with this call, but I have a picture from the baby book my mom put together in 1960. That has the bracelet, the baby bracelet that they put on my wrist,
mm-hmm.
the baby,
mm-hmm.
the indigenous being on the land. And that bracelet says, Master Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Master Curtis. But it says it in all caps. See, I think the all caps reference is evidence of the spirit, the breath.
Uh-huh.
The government, the governance, Master Curtis, evidence is a living, breathing being. Master implies the governance, the ability to self-govern.
Mm-hmm.
It also evidences a living, breathing, spiritual being, the spirit, behind the body, or the spirit that gives life to the body. So Master Curtis is the breath.
Yeah.
That's why it's in all caps.
Makes sense. I think I had one at one point that was a little bracelet of, I remember it was a little bracelet of beads that had the name on the beads.
Yeah. Let me find the word.
So master in etymology is chief head director, teacher. Magister is from Latin. And Lord is how master of a household, but it literally, it says from Old English, is one who guards the loaves.
One who guards the what?
Loaves, L-O-V-E-S, like loaves of bread.
Really?
Uh-huh.
One who guards the loaves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that wow, and, go ahead.
Well, lady is literally bread kneader. And the household servant is literally loaf eater.
Loaf eater?
Yeah, the servant is loaf eater.
Loaf eater sounds like the body and blood of Christ. It sounds like the Eucharist.
Yeah.
So somebody's eating the loaf. Somebody is consuming the loaf.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go bend a knee and you drink the body, you drink the blood and eat the body, that sounds like a loaf eater.
Yeah. And the Lord is the one who guards the loaves. The lady is the bread kneader. That I could see that as holding it, you know, like the conception. And then the servant is loaf eater. Wow.
Shortened to loafer.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
And loafer, I mean, loafer is a type of shoe.
Mm-hmm.
What's really weird, and this is way off topic, but I was going down the road the other day with Debbie, and I was thinking about when people think of a last name. I mean, last in our heads is an order. It's in order. It's in succession. Curtis,
right.
R, period, Kallenbach. Kallenbach looks like it's in last position, doesn't it?
Right.
I mean, especially going from left to right.
Right.
Now, here's what's funny is the word last is actually the form. It's the form a cobbler uses to create a shoe.
Yes. Yes.
So that's where if the shoe fits, right?
Yeah.
So the last name is the name of the last. So when a cobbler makes a shoe, he uses a last, and that shoe is what you would wear.
Mm-hmm.
In your journey.
Yeah.
So if the shoe fits, wear it. Well, if the shoe fits, it would be like Kallenbach is the name of the last, is the name of the shoe itself. So I'm wearing the shoes of my father.
Mm-hmm.
Kallenbach. Of my dad.
Yeah. So that would be also just sanguinous, too.
Or it'd be just sanguineous, thank you. And also it'd be subject to the Lanham Act of, it's 1940?
Yes.
Lanham Act, let me look it up real quick. I mean, this is not off topic, really. Lanham Act.
Cornell or Wiki?
I'm going to go to Wiki. Lanham Act. Wiki. This is important because when you see the connections, I haven't talked about the Lanham Act for a long time. 1946, perfect timing for everything else.
Yeah.
Lanham Act says, and I'm just going to go to, and that, by the way, it was during Harry S. Period Truman's time. Imagine that. Lanham Act, 15 U.S.C. 1124, 1125. It says false designations of origin. 15 U.S.C. 1125, false designation of origin, false descriptions, and dilution forbidden. Let's go with this for a second. False designation of origin. Remember, last is also what gives form to a cobbler to create a shoe. And if the shoe fits, wear it. So if I'm wearing the shoes of my father, that's the last name Kallenbach, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not last in the order of where it shows up. It's the shoe of my father, the succession of my father.
Yes.
I originate with the zygote, don't I?
Yes.
Is the birthday then subject to 15 U.S.C. 1125?
The birthday.
Do I originate with the birthday or the birth or with the zygote?
With the zygote.
Right. So the birthday is evidence of a false designation of origin.
Yes, absolutely.
It doesn't. Its origin is not my divinity, not my zygote. It's with the state and the title the state created.
Yes.
That's a false designation of origin. It sounds like an intentional fraud being perpetrated upon the sleeping masses.
Yes.
False description.
Mm-hmm.
Describe. Describe.
Yeah.
And look at this. Dilution forbidden. Dilution. If my pure 46 chromosome zygotic biological origin is intact, that's pure, isn't it?
Yes.
If you add my mom's biology through the composition of matter of the placenta, have you not attempted to dilute my purity?
Absolutely.
By adding my mom's biology, which is more or less nothing more than a parasite, by adding the parasitic aspect of an addition of my mom's biology, the accretion itself, if you add the accretion through the placenta to my biology, have you not attempted to dilute my direct link to God or my purity?
Absolutely.
So the Lanham Act is unbelievable when it comes to when you have the knowledge of your purity, of your direct link to God the Father, then any attempt to add the birth certificated fetal maternal placenta is a dilution, an attempt to dilute.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the Madonna and child, mother and child, Jesus and Mary, conception is a dilution, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I love A there too. A is likely to cause confusion or to cause mistake or to deceive as to the affiliation, connection, or association of such person with another, or as to the origin, sponsorship, or approval of his or her goods, services, or commercial activities by another.
So they're basically, I mean, this the name that everybody says is illegal to use, the legal name, it's not a bad thing if you've identified or you have legitimacy, bloodline legitimacy, just sanguineous legitimacy to the father.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing, is it?
Nope.
But if you're using it and you don't have permission or it's subject to a trust, the public trust, then you are trespassing upon the public trust, which is subject to what was the court case we went over the other day? Was it Hale versus Henkel? What?
That's the one I'm thinking is Hale versus Henkel.
I'm going to go to Hale versus Henkel just to make sure. And I'm going to go to Wiki because it has the quote. There it is. Yep, there it is. Again, if you allow your property to go into the public trust, it becomes public property, doesn't it?
Yes.
And the last line of Hill versus Henkel says, he owes nothing to the public so long as he does not trespass upon their rights. So again, if you allow your biology to become part of the public trust, the In God We Trust, there's a potential by you using it personally that you have trespassed upon public property. Is that not true?
Yes.
That's why it's important to know the limits of your biology. From fertilization to last breath, your 46 chromosomes identifies your personal and private property.
Yes.
Even Clint Eastwood says, a man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah. From fertilization to last breath, you better know your limitations so it doesn't get confused.
Yep.
With that of another or the public.
Yep.
Again, this is all in the memoir.
Yes.
If you know what you're looking at.
Yeah.
That's why conversations with you are amazing because, I mean, people think there's just a bunch of words on a page here. Not if the author knows the intent behind the words. And by the way, authors are the sole source of authority over their words. If you're using somebody else's form, if you're filling out somebody else's form, you have submitted to yourself, you have bent a knee to whoever created that form. Lord and Master, I used in a card that I created, I used the word Patron.
Mm-hmm.
I used the word Patron, Curtis R. Period Kallenbach, as Patron.
Mm-hmm.
Let me dig that card up real quick. There it is. Curtis R. Period Kallenbach, Patron. I'm going to go to the definition of Patron. Are you still good on time?
Yep.
Patron. Webster's. DEF definition. Okay, Patron Webster's. I'm just going to go right. It says a person chosen, named, or honored as a special guardian, protector, or supporter. A person chosen. I choose this person. I'm walking towards my front door in person. Kurt, you don't want to use a person. Anybody that believes that is a moron. I can only go places in person, can I not?
That's correct.
If I'm not in person, I'm a ghost.
Yep.
So I'm moving towards the front door right now in person. Oh, Kurt, my God, you can't say that. Well, my God, thank you very much for recognizing that. But all I can do are things biologically in person.
Correct.
I'm walking out my front door in person. My spirit is inhabiting my person, my biology, my body. I'm walking down the sidewalk in person. I'm looking at a bicycle that I will ride later today in person.
Mm-hmm.
Or a truck I will get into or sit in person.
Mm-hmm.
Not as a ghost, not as a spirit. My spirit inhabits the person. My spirit as guide or guardian, I'm right now, I'm using my person to walk around in the yard smelling the flowers.
Yeah.
I get to experience this physical realm in person.
And it's the only way you can experience the physical realm is in person.
It is the only way.
Yes.
That's why when they talk about things on his person, if I have something in my pockets, the pants that I'm wearing right now, it is on my person through my pants pocket.
Yep.
Ghosts don't wear pants. Spirits don't wear pants. The person right. has the pants on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time, if you're a male, sometimes you wear the pants of the family.
Uh-huh.
Unless you're non-binary. But then you wouldn't be the male of the family, would you? Anyway. Patron. I'm going back to Patron. A wealthy or influential supporter of an artist or writer. Am I not the author of my life?
Yeah.
I'm the writer. I'm the artist. I'm creating my own life.
And you can only be the best version of yourself. No one else can.
If you're the only version, you are the best version.
Exactly.
Patron, see, a social or financial sponsor of a social function. Patron, one that uses wealth or influence to help an individual, an institution, or a cause.
Yep.
One who buys the goods or uses the services offered, especially by an establishment. By the way, the establishment clause, I mean, I can go so deep into this if I really want to. The holder of the right of presentation to an English ecclesiastical benefice. There's your office right there.
Mm-hmm.
When they cut the cord and they placed my godly material on deposit, they made me the beneficiary to that deposit and gave me an official capacity through a certificate. It's all bullshit, but that's what they did. I don't want to mess around or play around like I'm some important official. I'm a living supreme being, which is redundant. I'm a supreme being. I'm the supreme being from fertilization to the last breath I take.
Yeah.
I don't require their office. Five says, a master. Well, there it is. Hell, it even had it on my bracelet.
Yeah, and it also, in etymology, it says lord, a lord master who protects, supports, or encourages. So, you know, you have lord and master. So it's the same, another word for that.
Yep, and that paragraph says, I am as spirit, the one and only lord and master, the one and only.
Patron.
Five. Again, says a master. For Patronus, says a master in ancient times who freed a person he had held in slavery but retained some rights over that person. Look at this. This is Cain and Abel.
Yeah.
This is my brother's keeper stuff. I freed my brother, which is my biology, by having the knowledge of being one with it. If I'm still using it, it cannot be held on deposit, can it?
No.
If I'm still using that biology, if I'm using it today, then they cannot have it in their safe, held for safekeeping, which means as long as I don't keep claiming a birthday, which allows them to hold that biology, I have freed my brother, haven't I?
Yes.
I freed him. I freed myself by freeing my biology, by knowing that I'm still using it, that I'm still breathing, that I'm still filled with the spirit from fertilization of this moment, what they have cut off of me, an act of mayhem, what they have been withholding from me through an act of larceny, and what died eventually giving rise to a potential genocide, it all goes away, doesn't it?
Yep.
I want you to think about this. If I'm still using it, has a crime been committed?
No.
No. This is where people struggle. Even though I put the crime on the back of the book or a picture of the crime, if I'm still using it today, has anything happened? No. This is truly a forgive and forget, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I get to walk away from everything, and so do they. But I know most people won't want that. Most people will hold on to this and want somebody to be punished, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm not interested in punishment.
But they're only punishing themselves if they want that too, because
by holding on to.
Yeah, where's your life force going? To
by holding on to that anger,
mm-hmm.
to punish.
Yeah.
You're missing the point.
Yes.
If I want to punish them for something, I'm also agreeing that something occurred.
Exactly.
If I want somebody to be punished for the cut, I'm agreeing to the cut.
Yes, you're agreeing to its existence. Yes.
If I am still using it, the cut could not have occurred. And if the cut doesn't occur, there's nobody to punish.
Correct.
Boy, a lot of people are going to hate me after this one. But Kurt, they stole all our shit. They stole all our shit. No, they didn't. You gave it away.
That's right.
As long as you keep claiming a birthday or requiring salvage or salvation, you're giving away your property.
Continually.
Forever.
Every time.
Until you wake the fuck up.
Yeah.
And stop wanting to punish people for your goddamn errors.
And my ignorance.
Lack of knowledge until you have it. And what we're talking about from fertilization to last breath is knowledge, not faith.
Yeah. No, it's knowledge.
If you use the word faith, you're agreeing to the cut.
Yes. Yep. And for the women, it is patroness, which is the same as a patron.
Number six says, French, the proprietor of an establishment, such as an inn, especially in France, an inn. Think about that. The house of my spirit is my body.
Yep. And you better well be the proprietor of it.
Right. By the way, nobody else gets to stay here but me.
That's right.
I'm not allowing anybody else to possess this body. I'm not allowing any other spirits in.
That's right.
It only has room for one.
No exorcism necessary. Thank you very much.
Number seven says, the chief male officer in some fraternal lodge, like Freemasonry or whatever, the chief male officer in some fraternal lodges having both men and women members. They cut women too, don't they? You have a belly button, don't you?
Yep, I do.
They do. So anyway, patron. I have a card that I had made up that I keep in my wallet that says Curtis R. Period Kallenbach, patron. Now, interestingly, on the back of the card, it has 18 U.S.C. 112, protection of foreign officials, official guests, and internationally protected persons. It says internationally protected person for the purposes of this section, foreign government, foreign official, internationally protected person, international organization, national of the United States, and official guest have the same meaning as those provided in 1116B of this title. My point is that I am a foreign government.
Yep.
My own self-governance is foreign to every other government.
Yep.
It's not, the church doesn't govern me as it is defined. The state doesn't govern me as it is defined. You don't govern me. You have your own self-government. So again, I am self-governing, which makes my government foreign to every other government.
Yep.
I'm a foreign government, so I am protected. They know all this.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Justice recognizes it at that level. The higher up courts recognize this. The lower courts are all commerce. They're all commercial, and they're for the broken people. They're for salvage and salvation. It's the upper courts that recognize this.
Yeah. Well, we're only speaking of all of their information in all of this. Hale versus Hinkle, Expellatio, 67th Congress, Brown versus Maryland, 22 USC, 2 USC 288B. All of that is their words.
But they're telling everyone the same situation is relevant everywhere, meaning
yeah.
that when you're whole, all of our nonsense doesn't apply.
Mm-hmm.
If you're broken, you need us.
To correct
you need the church
you.
For salvation. You need the state for salvage. If you're broken by your own claim, by your own admission, by your own confession, by your own conviction, you need our help.
Yes.
SOS. Save our mm-hmm. ship. That's what you're sending them. An SOS. You show up in the yes. courtroom and you're broken. Your ship is sinking. Your ship is sunk. Your ship is derelict. SOS. Save our ship.
Yeah.
An emergency. I'm intact. I didn't go down with the Titanic. The tip of the iceberg hasn't broke me. The tip of the iceberg. Anyway, it says, I as Spirit, the one and only Lord and Master with dominion. I think it's funny because Curtis R. period Kallenbach. Curtis R. period Kallenbach. Kallenbach is a trade name,
mm-hmm.
a commercial name or intellectual property that's used specifically by me or my family. It's a .com, .commerce, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Curtis R. dot Kallenbach, period Kallenbach, is Curtis R. dot com.
Mm-hmm.
But it separates the commercial element. The period actually separates the fictional commercial realm from the Curtis R., Curtis being the biology, the R being the spirit, the body and the spirit, the body and breath. So Curtis R., body and breath, is separated from commerce through the period or the dot, right?
Right.
Now look at this. So when you look at the .com, my dominion, my domain name is Kallenbach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my domain.
Yep.
I get to roam around and do everything and create and hunt and do everything in my land, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Everything I ever make is mine. Everything I ever think
yep.
of is mine.
Yep.
There is no other but me. I am God in that realm.
Yes.
There is no other, and people are going to struggle with this.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, I am as Spirit, the one and only Lord and Master, with dominion over the genetically continuous and contiguous evolutionary arc, including all its works or product. It's the arc, the biology,
mm-hmm.
the substance of this body, the existence of this body. When it goes out and digs a hole with its energy, the product of it is my property.
Yes.
I'm the Lord and Master. Everything my body produces, it doesn't matter if it's the brain or the muscles. If the muscles mm-hmm. dig a hole, the hole belongs to me. If the
yep.
brain creates a book or writes a book, the fucking book belongs to me.
Yep.
It's all my property. There's no dispute over whose it is. Unless I'm living on their timeline, their Gregorian through their Gregorian calendar character. Again, if you go to work as an employee, Linda, and you invent something on somebody else's time on the clock, if you invent something while you're at work, who owns that invention?
Whoever owns the business.
Whoever you're working for.
Mm-hmm.
While you're on their time, what you create on their time belongs to them.
Yep.
What happens when you're not on their time? What if everything you do is in your own?
Then it's all mine.
Then it's all yours. So from fertilization to this moment, it's all mine.
Yep.
The birth certificated person is on their clock, on their time. The Gregorian calendar belongs to the Roman Catholic Church and has since 1582.
Yep.
It actually identifies the Catholic state.
Yep.
Or the Catholic countries. The point I'm trying to make is that on in my own Alpha to Omega lifetime, everything I produce from Alpha to Omega, from fertilization to last breath, is my property.
Correct.
Nobody can make a claim upon it except me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, is private property taxable?
No.
No, so everything I produce from my own state of existence, from fertilization to last breath, it's none of it's taxable.
Uh-uh.
Because it's not part of the public, it's not part of anybody else's claim.
That's correct.
Continuous and contiguous evolutionary arc. Continuous, unbroken.
Mm-hmm.
Contiguous. Think about the biology. Contiguous means connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected. From the single cell through all of the subdivisions, the generational subdivisions of the cells within the zygote. It's all one biology. It's only one biology, which makes it contiguous.
Yeah.
The landmass, the biology keeps growing, but it's contiguous. It's all touching. It's all part of the same.
Yes.
Even if they clamp and cut the cord and the extraembryonic material is part of this biology that I'm using today.
Yes.
It's continuous and contiguous from the moment of creation to my last breath. Continuous and contiguous. No matter how many body parts they cut off of me, it's still part of the whole.
Yep.
And it's part of my dominion.
Yep.
As Lord and Master.
Yep.
It was on to say, evolutionary arc, including all its works or product. Input or output, be it time, energy, physical, spiritual, intellectual, artistic, capital, labor, written, spoken, or anything otherwise. It doesn't matter what it is.
Mm-mm.
If it was created within my dominion, within my domain, it's mine, and it's untaxable.
Yep.
I am a foreign power. I'm a foreign government, not subject to the once-upon-a-time fictional Gregorian calendar realm or any other fictitious realm or fictitious
yeah.
jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, my son, Alex, 23 mm-hmm. chromosome for me, right?
Yep.
And 23 from his mother or from his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a say as a living, breathing dad? Do I still have a say in his life?
No.
Why not?
Because he's a supreme being in and of himself. From fertilization.
That is correct. That is true. But can I protect him?
Yes.
Via succession, from me to him, I still have the ability to make a claim upon my own donation, my own offerings, and as long as my son, as long as Alex allows me, I can still protect him.
Yes, that's the jus sanguinis.
That's the jus sanguinis. As a bloodline descendant,
mm-hmm. yes.
that is supreme in his own sense, me.
Yes.
I can also evidence Alex's supreme nature.
Yes.
But I have to know myself first.
Yes.
Now, Alex, if I was ignorant, if I was careless, then he would have to find out for himself like I did. I'm not saying my dad was negligent in any way.
No.
He wasn't. He was an amazing man. He got ripped off like everybody else is getting ripped off.
Right.
He actually believed this place was worthy of his efforts when in fact it's not.
Right.
I have no interest in participating in the fiction because I didn't create it. And those that did create, or the architects of this realm, have a right to their creation, but I'm not a party to their creation. I'm not.
Nope.
And my biology is not a party to their creation, so my biology, which I have claimed from fertilization, is also removed from the tertium quid placental character.
Yes.
By me removing my biology from the placenta, by knowing the boundaries of my biology, their third party, third person character, I cannot be joined to any of their causes.
No.
I'm out of any of their ideas. And I'm sickened by those people that still want to play. I know a lot of really nice people that are complete morons. I mean, they really are. And I'm sickened by the fact that they want to play. I'm not saying people that are going to work, Linda. I'm saying people that are trying to manipulate things, you know, to their benefit as beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a beneficiary and living at the same time.
Nope.
Nobody's giving me anything. It's already mine. You know?
Yep.
Last paragraph says, I am as spirit always, always in communication with one's father. Hey, listen, if the zygote is one and all of the subdivisions within the one are nothing more than part of the one, that's always, isn't it?
Yes.
If the umbilical cord is just an extension of the one that leads to the baby, which is part of the whole one, then there's no way to differentiate the first from the last, is there?
No.
There's no way to differentiate anything in the middle because it's all the same. It's all one. Now, I've, through what they're calling time, or through the evolutionary process, have moved beyond the single cell, but I'm still part of the whole, am I not?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's just one. Yep. I have one estate. I am of one estate. I and my father are one. The baby, the umbilical, and the extra-embryonic are all part of the original zygote.
Yes.
I and my father are one. The divinity of the zygote extends to me.
Yes.
In my own divine nature. Well, I am a spirit always. I'm sorry, what?
Well, in all ways, you're coming with. So all is whole, every entire whole, the whole quantity, fully, wholly, entirely, and we're back to way again, which
right.
is on the front of the book, way, right of way, which we discussed earlier.
And I'm going to go to that definition at the very end of this, because
okay.
realistically, I mean, obviously this memoir, a memoir, is in the book. But right-of-way in and of itself is the only definition that evidences freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You have a right-of-way, and you've had a right-of-way from the beginning, the beginning being fertilization. You don't have a right-of-way beginning at birth certificate.
Yep.
Last paragraph again says, I am a spirit always, always in communication with one's father, for I and my father are one healthy supreme being from fertilization onward, and thus I require no middleman, for such a thing is an absurd conception and bar clearly contrary to the laws of nature and nature's God. The cud material is a thing that has been separated or cut off from me.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's the presumption.
Yes.
And the only thing that is created by the cut is the conception itself. Conception means implantation. The only thing created at implantation is actually the maternal portion of the placenta. But when they clamp and cut the cord, the placenta is viewed as one thing, even though it's a fetal maternal organ, which would be a tertium quid, a combination of two elements. Two known elements, creating a
yes.
third unknown. Anyway, again, an absurd conception. an absurd conception. Well, fertilization is the beginning of life, so what the hell is conception?
Right.
It's a way, it's an idea to capture, to capture believers or the faithful.
Yeah.
And they call it an immaculate conception so they can hide behind this idea. But immaculate means perfect, and conception is idea. It's a perfect idea to capture the faithful. That's all it is.
Yeah. So in etymology, absurd is plainly illogical, out of time, discordant, incongruent.
What was the second one? Out of what?
Out of tune, discordant.
Okay. Discordant.
Yep.
By the way, all puns intended, by the way, middleman, between Alpha and Omega, between the zygote and this moment, if it's all one, is there any need for a middleman to reconnect any parts?
No.
No. That's where knowledge comes in.
Yeah.
My knowledge of my godly origin eliminates the need for somebody through administrative process to put me back together with God, the Father.
Yep.
I don't need their help because I'm already W-H-O-L-E, and even the Bible, through the own words of Jesus, they that are whole need not a physician. I don't need a prescription. I don't need salvation. I don't need to be salvaged. My boat isn't left behind. I'm still using it, albeit in a evolutionary form. I've evolved beyond the infantile. I've evolved beyond the womb-based material, but it's still all the same DNA, all the same biology, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm going to go. By the way, it is the last says the last word says pacifist, and then under that, it says Curtis R. Period Kallenbach.
Can you go over the word bar? Just because
bar. I'm going to go to bar, but I'm going to go to Webster's bar.
Okay.
B A R D E F. Webster's. I know. You want to read it, or do you want me to read it?
The one under law?
Is that where you're at?
Well, it's one of the definitions. Under.
Well, I'm going to just.
Go ahead.
Since it has bar, bar is okay law, but I want people to understand that bar means more than what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bar. It is a bar to something. It's keeping me from something. It says, the last paragraph says, I am a spirit always in communication with one's Father, for I and my Father are one healthy, supreme being. By the way, I put healthy in there because of the idea of being diseased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm healthy, I can't be diseased. Health and wholeness are one and the same. So if I'm whole, right. I'm healthy. If I'm healthy, there's no potential disease that requires their administrative process. Healthy supreme being from fertilization onward, and thus I require no middleman for such a thing. The middleman is a thing. Middleman is a thing. Such a thing is an absurd conception. And bar, clearly contrary to the laws of nature and nature's God. So it's an absurd conception and bar to nature. Remember, this conception is a bar. It says a straight piece, that is longer than it is wide and has any of various uses. A straight piece that's longer than it is wide. A solid piece or block of material that is longer than it is wide. Again, right now it's still confusing to people. A usually rigid, but this is a bar. I mean, mentally you can picture a bar, like a bar, a steel bar, a crowbar, you know, longer than it is wide. Number two says something that obstructs. It's an obstruction of justice. If justice is you and God as one, if justice is you and the Father as one, I and my Father are one, then there's something that's obstructing that link between you and God. It's an obstruction of justice. A bar is something that obstructs or prevents passage, progress, or action. Passage. Something that blocks you from getting out of mother. The cut.
Yeah.
The cut becomes a bar that obstructs. 2A says law, a destruction of an action or claim. The destruction of an action or claim. By the way, is delivery an action?
Yes.
Yes, but what happens when they cut the cord and don't deliver the fetal membranes? Is that a bar?
Yes.
Yeah, they're barring you from entering. They're barring you from your inheritance. They're barring you from your link to God. They're barring you, not you. Unless you claim a birthday.
Right.
Law. The railing in a courtroom that encloses the place about the judge where prisoners are stationed or where the business of the court is transacted in civil cases. Look what it says there. They're talking about either prisoners or civil cases. The birth certificate is a civil calendar character.
Yeah.
If you're using a birth certificate, if you're using a birthday, if you're using that Gregorian calendar character, that's why you're in that courtroom.
Yep.
The alternative is a prisoner is stationed.
Yep.
So look at that. That's the only two alternatives in that courtroom. How did you get there if you didn't break any law? Well, you did. You broke one law. You broke the law. You broke the law.
God's law.
And that is, from zygote to this moment, I and my Father are one.
Yep.
All one being, all one supreme being. When you claim a birthday, you break that connection.
Yes.
The being theos or God and law. You broke the law by claiming a birthday.
Yes.
That's it. It's that simple. What law did I break? I don't know. What's your birthday? Well, my birthday is, well, there it is. But you don't know that.
Yep.
You're now condemned. You're condemned to death.
Mm-hmm.
And it is capital punishment.
Yep.
And they execute that in that courtroom.
Yes.
All the people that are claiming beneficiary status, now you become the beneficiary. Upon execution.
Yeah. Crazy.
But living men have nothing to do with that farce. Nothing to do with that courtroom.
Nope.
1 Corinthians 2:15 says, the spiritual man shall not be judged by another man.
Yeah.
What are you doing in that courtroom? Well, there must be a presumption. If you're in that courtroom, Linda, there's a presumption that you're not breathing. And the only thing not breathing in that courtroom is a birth certificated piece of paper character that does not breathe. A decedent estate does not breathe. And dead bodies, dead people, ghosts don't have the Bill of Rights available to
them. That's right.
Next one down says a court or tribunal. A bar is a court or tribunal. A particular system of courts, an authority or tribunal that hands down judgment. This is the bar. This is a bar. The barrier in the English Inns of Court that formerly separated the seats of the benchers or readers from the body of the hall occupied by students. Wow, there it is again.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers and students.
Yeah.
the whole body of barristers or lawyers qualified to practice in the courts of any jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
Bar, the profession or barrister or lawyer. In the U.S. it says, bar, the test that a person must pass in order to become eligible to work as a lawyer. You got to pass the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It says a straight stripe, band, or line much longer than it is wide. Heraldry, it says one of two or more horizontal stripes on a heraldic shield. Bar is also a metal or embroidered strip worn on a usually military uniform, think uniform commercial code, uniform, especially to indicate a rank as of a company officer or service. Wow. Bar, a room or establishment where alcoholic drinks and sometimes food are served. Spirits. Don't they call alcohol spirits distilled?
Mm-hmm.
If they were to distill, if they were to burn you, if they burned your body right now, Linda, that's a form of distillation.
Mm-hmm.
All that would be left if they burned you down would be mainly carbon.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the scientific number to carbon?
666 electrons.
Six.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what
does
those sixes mean?
6 electrons, 6 protons, and 6 neutrons.
Well, there it is. So if they actually burn you at the stake, they burn you at the stake, which is obviously that marker. The birth certificate is a marker. It's a stake. If they burn you at the stake, all that's left is 666.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, scary.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. What does number 6B say?
Measure.
A measure. That's the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, isn't it? Look at number 7, textiles. A lace and embroidery joining covered with buttonhole stitch for connecting various parts of the pattern in needlepoint lace and cut work. Number 8 says a standard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to skip down to bar verb. To place bars across to prevent ingress or egress. Entrance. Ingress is entrance.
Wow.
Egress is exit. So a bar is also, it evidences being confined.
Yeah. Can't,
it can prevent you from entering or exiting.
Exiting. Yeah, wow. Wow.
To me, that sounds like the same thing as, I don't know, a crown of thorns.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Enslave yourself.
And then, of course, to be behind bars is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to end this with the concept of the right of way, because the word way came up so often. You know, always or the way. So I'm going to go to right of way and blacks again. What's that?
Just before we do that. Can we do, several times I've been holding that the .com, Hildred, which is my .com, my domain name, but Linda M. period, not only, it's not only body and spirit, but it includes the whole from fertilization to last breath because it has the initial period plus the Christian name. So I just wanted to put that in there too.
And, of course, the dot, if you go to dot, D-O-T, it also means dowry.
Yes.
So it would include the mother's land as the dowry, which, and the mother's land obviously is the accretion, which is why you have a right of way to cross the mother land.
Yes.
The dot, the period, evidences that property that was basically granted to you for your use and your use alone. That's the accretion.
Yes.
You're not trespassing.
Yes, and it is, as it states in the Harry S. Truman, for convenience and consistency, but it's also representing the continuous and contiguous evolutionary arc, too.
See, it all makes sense as long as you understand that they cannot break apart your biology without destroying the whole.
Yeah.
When they cut the umbilical clamp and cut the umbilical cord, they destroyed everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because the cut material died intestate, which is why it's genocide. But then the baby that came out of mom was ruined financially.
Yeah.
It has no name to use, no legal name or no name to use from the father because it's illegitimate. It becomes an indigenous person subject to conversion to Christianity. It becomes a savage that is subject to Christian conversion. There's nothing that comes out of the cut that isn't destructive.
Yes. That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. There's nothing that comes out of it that is not destructive. All right. Right of way, to close this out, because everything that we talk about is based upon this biology, but in the right of way book, if you understand what's being said and the things that are in that book, you can apply them in a way that is not accusatory. You know what I mean? Everybody gets to go home. Everybody says, well, I just want to be left alone. Then you need to forgive and forget.
Mm-hmm.
They call it let sleeping dogs lie, but you also have to know your property line. You have to know. Mm-hmm. You have to have the knowledge, because if you're using faith, then you require a middleman.
Yeah.
You require a middleman. So right-of-way says, the term right-of-way sometimes is used to describe I'm at Black's Law, page 1191.
Okay.
The term right-of-way sometimes is used to describe a right belonging to a party to pass over the land of another. Passover. That sounds like around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
When people look at the idea of a lintel, you're supposed to put the blood on the lintel to evidence something, the sacrifice. Well, the lintel is the horizontal portion of a doorway running between the two vertical. So blood on the lintel, well, the lintel is actually the middle between those two posts.
Mm-hmm.
The posts are, realistically, you got to get a visual of this. You got the alpha moment. On the left side, you have the omega moment. Those are the two posts, the beginning and the end of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the lintel runs through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's your spirit. So alpha and omega are the two vertical posts, but then between those two vertical posts is the connection or the middle. If it's all one, if your life is one between alpha and omega, there is no middle.
No.
And there is no sacrifice necessary. They're saying that the one side, the unborn, and the born on the other side requires a middleman to connect those two points, but only because of the cut. That's the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. I don't have such superstitions. Right-of-way. The term right-of-way sometimes is used to describe a right belonging to a party to pass over the land of another. I'm in my mom's womb. I'm implanted into the wall of her uterus. The amniotic sac membrane breaks open and I fall off the wall, but I'm still connected by umbilical cord to the extraembryonic material that is still adhering to the wall of the uterus. I'm still connected. The extension of the umbilical cord allows me to extend over mom's birth canal, through mom's birth canal, and out into the world beyond.
Yes.
That's Passover.
Mm-hmm.
I am passing over mom's land, am I not?
Yes.
And what is the material that is required for me to pass over or through the motherland?
The material?
The umbilical cord. The umbilical
okay.
cord is what allows me to pass through or pass over.
Okay, yes.
That's the only way out of mother.
Yes, it is. You're right.
If that cord gets tied in a knot while I'm still inside mother, my oxygen's cut off.
Right.
I require that cord, that connection, all the way until I get outside of her. But
yes.
once I'm outside of her, I breathe on my own, don't I?
Yes.
That's the evolutionary process.
Yes.
I've evolved beyond the need of mother once I am outside of mother,
mm-hmm.
according to the laws of nature.
Yes.
I'm going to go up to the right side. I'm not going to keep reading with the right-of-way. I'm going to go up to the right side of right-of-way, the next column, where it says the right-of-way rule. That's a cut. That's a measure. The right-of-way rule. Now, that's in quotes. So they're speaking specifically about a measure, a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Is simply a rule of
precedence.
The right-of-way rule is simply a rule of precedence. So I'm going to go to the word precedent.
In blacks or?
I'm just staying in blacks.
Okay.
I think it's 1059. By the way, precedence, if you pronounce it differently, it's precedence, something that precedes
yep.
something else, right?
Yep.
Precedence. Page 1059. I'm going to just go to, well, I can go to precedent.
Yeah.
It says prior cases, I'm right in the middle of the paragraph, which are close in facts or legal principles to the case under consideration. Consideration would be a deposit or something you have placed on deposit to play the game. You
yep.
have to ante up. You have to ante up. Ante.
Yep.
A-N-T-E or A-N-T-I. Antichrist.
Yeah.
You have to put something in to play the game. Antichrist. Antichrist.
Yep.
It says under consideration. So you have to have consideration. By the way, is consideration part of an agreement?
Yes.
Can you have a contract without consideration?
No.
No. So if you don't have any consideration, if you have nothing in, then you are not, there's no way they can consider you a party to a contract. The deposit, the cut material becomes consideration if you
yeah.
leave it where it is in the public
yeah.
domain. I'm going to go down to precedent condition. Remember, precedent condition, such as must happen or be performed before an estate. By the way, is the zygote an estate?
Yes.
Trick question. Is the baby an estate?
The baby's part of an estate.
Thank you. The baby only evidences a part of the estate because the umbilical cord and the extraembryonic material are the rest, residue, and remainder of the estate.
Yes.
The baby is not whole in and of itself. It's missing something. Precedent condition says such as must happen or be performed before an estate.
Yes.
can vest or be enlarged. Baby by himself. Deficient or whole?
Deficient.
Deficient. He doesn't have all his biology, does he?
No.
The only way a baby can be considered whole is to enlarge that position to include the umbilical and extra-embryonic material. That's what you do to enlarge it. And to enlarge it then would be to make it whole, right? W-H-O-L-E?
Yep.
Okay, and now I'm going to go to the word enlarge. And we're going to end with this because this is what we're after. Mm-hmm. Enlarge, page 475. To make larger. Well, okay. Baby is only a percentage of the whole. But if you add the umbilical and the extra-embryonic, which was cut off, you're enlarging the baby to include all of the baby's biology. To make larger. To increase. To extend a time limit, okay, if you take the baby outside the womb, which begins at the cut, that doesn't include any of the time in the womb, does it? No. And all of the time in the womb up to the cut does not include any of the time outside of the womb, does it?
Nope.
So you extend the time limit for the baby outside the womb by including the time in the womb. You've extended the time limit, haven't you?
Yes.
You've also extended the time limit to the material that was cut off from inside the womb by adding the baby outside the womb, don't you?
Yes.
That's it. You're extending a time limit to include all of the time in the womb and all of the time outside the womb as one single lifetime, aren't you?
Yes.
You can't exclude either or without killing the baby, without genocide.
Yes.
All right. Now look what it says here. To grant further time. Further to me is usually further meaning forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the material in the womb, the umbilical cord and the extra-embryonic, and you cut that cord, it is frozen in time, and it has no way to exist on its own. It's already dying, isn't it?
Yes.
But baby outside the womb is breathing, so he has more time. He's breathing. He's living. The other is already dying because it was cut off a baby. But if you reconnect the umbilical cord to the baby, or if you left it whole to begin with, then all of it would have been whole and granted further time in both directions, correct?
Yes.
Both directions. Back to the beginning and all the way to the present. I mean the last breath. All right. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. It says to make larger, to increase, to extend a time limit, to grant further time. It says also to set at liberty one who has been imprisoned or in custody. That's it.
Yeah.
When you're whole, when you understand what it means to be whole from fertilization to last breath, it is to be set at liberty or your imprisonment, the imprisonment itself, has ended.
Yeah.
This is a prison for your mind. When you understand fertilization and last breath, are you imprisoned?
No.
Are you held in custody?
No.
No. Because you're still using it. No piece of you, whether they're holding it or not, is relevant because you're still using what they're claiming to have on deposit.
Yeah.
It's not on deposit. You're not your brother's keeper.
That's
there
right.
is no Cain or Abel at that point.
Yeah.
There's just you as one.
Yeah. One.
And back to Luke 5:31, they that are whole need not a physician. You don't need the administrative process. Oh, man, did we go long.
Well, and there can be only one.
Highlander.
Highlander.
All right. Is that, we covered a lot of shit today.
Yeah, we did. This is going to be a really intense one.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording and get this thing uploaded and put all the notes in it. And we'll get this up there. And you recorded it as well, so that's fantastic.
Yep.
All right, lady. Love you. We'll talk in a day or so.
Okay. See you tonight. Right, are you going to give me a call tonight?
Oh, yeah. I got to call Eric right now. Okay, cool.
Okay. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.